High School Sports on KPNC, brought to you by Community Medical Center, Poppy Realty and Management, Southeast Nebraska Communications, Salem Grain and Barge, American Family Insurance, Runza, Consolidated Grain, F&M Bank, Free State College, El Camino Electric, Farm and City Supply, Frontier Bank, and Farm Bureau.
It's time now for high school football on KTNC. Tonight, the Fall City Tigers hit the road to take on the Platteview Trojans in Springfield. Coming up, we'll hear a visit with Fall City Tiger head coach Darren Fritz and Mark McLaughlin, the head man for the Trojans of Platteview. A contrast in teams tonight, Fall City, big, powerful team this year. Some speed. The other side of the ball. The Trojans, they are not very big. You'll hear from Coach McLaughlin. They are a decent size, but not huge like the Tigers can be. And tonight, both teams have some of the same goals to not turn the ball over and hopefully control the game. So we'll see who wins those battles tonight. I had a chance, as I said earlier this week, to visit with coaches for both teams. You'll hear those visits coming up right after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
Community Medical Center in Falls City is proud to announce the addition of Ortho Midwest with Dr. Adam Streit, providing orthopedic and sports medicine services. Dr. Streit will be doing surgeries on Mondays and holding clinic hours each Tuesday. Community Medical Center continues to be recognized as one of the top 20 critical access hospitals in the nation for quality of care. And now proud to offer Ortho Midwest and sports medicine services with Dr. Streit, always making a difference at Community Medical Center in Falls City.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property. They can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the triple play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. We provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
It's time to visit with the coaches, and we're going to visit tonight, first of all, Coach Mark McLaughlin, head coach for Platteview. Coach, another football season is here. Time to get things kicked off. As I've talked to a lot of coaches this week, I hear pretty much a common theme. Our kids are ready to go play against somebody else.
Yeah, that's definitely the case here. We're ready to go play against somebody that's not wearing red and white.
Tell me about your football team this year. What are you expecting? What are the goals for the Trojans?
We return a lot. We've got 10 starters back on offense. I guess 9 starters back on offense and 9 on defense. So we return a lot on both sides of the ball. Not an overly big team. When you compare us to Falls City, and we're certainly on the smaller end. I think we only have 2 or 3 kids over 220 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So we're fairly small in stature. We got a deep roster. We got 58 kids out for football. So we think we might have a little bit of depth early on in the season, maybe not as much, but as the season progresses, we'll have some more kids that we think are ready to play on a Friday night.
Mm-hmm. You said the word depth there. That could be important tonight. It's been a miserable last week getting ready for football. The heat has just been horrendous getting ready for this last week or so.
Yeah, and, you know, you get the deal at Omaha South, a tragic mm-hmm. event. And I would hope that all schools are following the NCAA heat index guidelines as they should be. We followed them to a T here. So if the heat index gets over 105 degrees, we don't wear helmets or shoulder pads. You're not supposed to have any conditioning or anything like that. You're supposed to provide water breaks every, 10 minutes for, or maybe it's 15 minutes for a 5-minute period. We've followed those to a T, so conditioning is definitely going to be a concern for me
mm-hmm.
going in. I mean, we haven't worn pads. We haven't worn full pads since last Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So we're somewhat concerned about that. And the consolation, I guess, is Fall City should be in the same boat. And
mm-hmm.
every other team across the state mostly is going to be in the same boat. But I wouldn't be shocked if there were some mandatory water breaks provided by the officials throughout the game. It's tough to get ready to play when you can't wear full pads and you can't get any conditioning in, or much conditioning in.
Mm-hmm, certainly. Certainly some of you, it's there for all the right reasons. It just really disjoints practice, I'm sure. Tell me about your offense this year. What are we going to see tonight on your Trojans?
Hopefully not 5 turnovers like last year. Last year we threw an interception on our first 2 drives, scored on our third, and I think we went 3 and out or so for a couple drives, and it really took us a long time to get rolling.
Mm-hmm.
We put a large emphasis on taking care of the ball, so that needs to be, that's hopefully something that will be evident on tonight. Got quite a few kids that we're willing to hand the ball to, whether it's an inside run or an outside run. Got 4 or 5 kids that have received quite a few targets here at practice. We're not overly deep at quarterback, but we have 2 kids that we could play there, 4 or 5 that we could play at running back, and then like I said, our quarterback has 4 guys or so that he likes to throw to, but we'll play probably 8 or 9 out on the perimeter.
You're not making my job any easier, Coach. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
But that's great to have that many kids that you're confident can get out there and play. Defensively, how's things stack up against the Tigers, you think? I know it's first game, tough question to answer.
Last year we could not get off the field on third down. When we left Fall City last year, I called our defense, and I walked out of there just discouraged as all get out, because it felt like they had 400 yards of offense and did whatever they wanted. Well, then you go take the stats. Fall City had 213 yards total, and they were all on the ground. They didn't complete a pass.
Mm-hmm.
But what they did was they converted every 3rd and 2, which Coach Fritz does an incredible job of maintaining his down and distance schedule. And, you know, you've called their games for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care if it's 3rd and 2. That's perfect for them.
Yeah.
So getting them off down a distance is a huge thing for us, because if it's 3rd down and 2, you know, the crowd sees 3rd down and they're excited. Coach Fritz and the 285, 295, 255-pound linemen up front, they see 3rd and 2 and think it's dinner time, man. Time to go eat. So we got to get them off down at distance and a significant size advantage for them up front. But we hope that our scout has been good. We have an inkling on what might be coming. And we can maybe use that to our advantage. And then last year, one thing that did happen that kind of favored us is as the game went along, they gassed out and we had a little more energy. We had just dug too big of a hole. So our offense can help us by not giving up early points.
Mm-hmm. All right, Coach, with that, we'll call it good. Thanks for taking the time to visit with us, and good luck in the ball game tonight.
Appreciate you having us, and thanks for covering our sport and our players. Very much appreciate you making the trip up.
We'll be back with more of a pregame show coming up after this timeout.
You always dreamed about owning your first house, or car, or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, win fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agents at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
FNN Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from FNN Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Time to continue our visit with the coaches. Now we turn our attention to the Fall City Tigers tonight. Coach Darren Fritz joins us. Coach, high school football season, it seems like it just takes forever to get here sometimes, especially during the preseason practices. That seems to go. I mean, I think of the NFL preseason. It goes on and on and on and on, and you never have a game. Now here we are after how many weeks you've been at it now?
This is our third week, so... It does stretch out. It seems like it's been a long, long time, and you can tell, and you can kind of gauge it by the players, and they're anxious.
How does it go with the practices? I mean, they're amped up to get things started, and if you've been at it two or three weeks here in this heat the last week or so, they've got to be, that's got to take a little steam out of, and then we're getting game weeks, so are they getting ready to go again? Is it kind of a ebb and flow with that?
I think Monday we started kind of down. We watched film first, and we came out, and we probably felt a little bit sorry for ourselves because it was hot, but we ended well. And, you know, we just try to drill into them. You got to do better things better than the team you're up against. And the biggest enemy you're fighting is the one in your head. And so Tuesday's practice, Wednesday's practice, much, much better. One of the things that we're looking at is how focused are they when they get hot and tired. When they're under duress, can you stay focused? I think they've done a pretty good job at that.
You have, just before game time here, they're not coaching, they're not scouting our radio broadcast, so Tigers on offense this year are going to look a little different.
They're going to look a little bit different. There's a lot of technology out in the world. I think you know what's going to happen, so I won't say anything more. But I'm anxious to see the 2021 Tigers.
The one thing that is no secret about the Fall City Tigers this year on the offensive side is a big, experienced offensive line.
Yeah, they are. You can tell a difference. They're pretty relaxed. You know, when you would spring something new on them 2 years ago, a lot of the same guys playing.
Mm-hmm.
And they would be in full-blown panic mode. Not as bad last year. And, you know, we ran the ball effectively, and we threw when we needed to. But there was still, you know, some unknown things. But this year, they're comfortable. They're comfortable in a good way. They understand the concepts. You know, a lot of them have 4 years in. Jaden Nolte, Thomas Fields started games on the offensive line when they were freshmen.
And last year was difficult at times. I mean, you had kids, and it could happen this year, just the same. Injuries, you can't do anything about them. They're going to happen. Hopefully they're nothing too serious. But it seems like last year you were having to mix and match and plug kids into different holes all the time, it seemed.
We did, and you never know from one year to the other, you know, if that's going to change or not. We do have, you know, more experienced guys with some young guys that don't have a lot of experience, but physically they're ready to play and mentally they're ready to play. So, you know, I don't know any team in C1 that has a ton of depth. Ours is average. We're happy to have it. We got 38 out last year, and at times last year we were at 28 and 29. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a big loss when you lose that many kids on a season. The defensive front, you've got some kids. I mean, it's basically the same kids, but there's some kids over there that are going to cause havoc. If teams want to go back and pass, they're going to be under duress.
They are. We've got Nolte and John Craig in the middle. So you got two pretty athletic, legit 295 to 300-pounders, and then on the defensive end, we have the Fields brothers, the bookends, and they're athletic. We, you know, Thomas returns as our leading tackler on the defensive line from his junior year, and linebackers behind him. We have Simon back, Cam Schramm has shown us a lot, Dylan McAfee. So, and we look good during the summer. So, we'll see what we've got tonight.
And what are you expecting tonight? You got this team you saw Platteview last year, got the win. Same coaching staff. What do you think tonight? What are they going to do?
I think they're going to be a pretty balanced offense. I think, you know, the game would have been much different last year if it weren't for four turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
So I think athletically they're a good team. And again, it comes down to just, you know, the basic keys to win. We want to limit explosive plays. We want to hold on to the football, and we want to cause turnovers. So, I mean, there's no secret sauce. It's just good, fundamental, sound football.
And we expect a game like this tonight. We talked with Coach McLaughlin. He said he expects the officials are going to play a part because they're going to stop the game. They're going to water the kids, hopefully, quite often. So it'll be a little bit different, maybe a little bit longer game because of things like that.
It will be. Hopefully it's just the first week or two of the season. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, but the heat is definitely going to play a part in the game. There's no way around it.
All right, Coach, with that, we'll let you go. Thanks for taking time with us, and good luck in the ballgame tonight.
All right, thank you very much, John.
We'll be back with more of a pregame show. Look at the starting lineups coming up after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City. Your electrical problem solver.
Farm and City Supply. We take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country modern superstore. We've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
He's over 30, he's over 20, he's over 10.
There's nothing like football. The lights, the cheers of the crowd, and getting a chance to see our local athletes and kids give it all they've got. Come to a game. Support our local schools. Frontier Bank. Good with money. We're an equal housing lender. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank. Falls City and Stella.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM. Yes, good evening, everybody, from Springfield, Nebraska, home of the Platteview Tribe. I'm John Nixon, and joining me here in a second, Randy Gatua. And you might have noticed we're 35 minutes late, and there were some storms that moved north of us, but the lightning was within range. I hate to even say this word anymore, but according to protocol now, it was within 8 miles. That's a 30-minute wait before you can be on the field or have anybody in the stands. So here we are, supposed to kick off at 7 o'clock. That storm hit about 6 o'clock up north of us. And so here we are trying to get things organized in a hurry here, trying to get all lined up. So the Tigers and Platteview coming in here. Tigers beat them last year when Platteview gave Fall City 5 turnovers in the ball game, and both teams are making that a priority night not to turn the ball over. Fall City, their goal tonight is to play keep away, run that football, and we're going to see that new Tiger high formation. At least that's the plan I've been given. That we may see some wing, but we won't see some for a while. And while Randy, while you're doing that, I'm going to give the go ahead. We're just kind of in limbo here.
Well, John, we just got the starting lineups 30 seconds ago here, a little bit late getting it to us. I do have offensive starters for Fall City, but I think we got something coming here, John.
Okay. Yeah, while we're doing that, we'll take a 2-minute timeout here. We'll be back and look at the starters for Platteview and Fall City coming up after this 2-minute timeout on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or west of Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Community Medical Center in Falls City is proud to announce the addition of Ortho Midwest with Dr. Adam Stripes, providing orthopedic and sports medicine services. Dr. Stripes will be doing surgeries on Mondays and holding clinic hours each Tuesday. Community Medical Center continues to be recognized as one of the top 20 critical access hospitals in the nation for quality of care. And now proud to offer Ortho Midwest and sports medicine services with Dr. Stripes, always making a difference at Community Medical Center in Falls City. City.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property. They can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play Bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, they fooled us, so we'll probably take another quick break here and lose him. Our studio engineer, we'll keep him on his toes for a while here. We're trying to still getting things balanced out here and figuring out what we're doing and when. Tigers, white tops, white bottoms, orange numbers tonight. Platteview, red and white, just like they've been for years and years, Randy.
John, you'd think when we start 45 minutes late that you and I'd be ready to go on the air here, but we ran into a little bit of a technical issue with getting starting lineups from the home team here this evening, and we're still gathering that information to put together for you. I guess if we're not going to go with the national anthem yet, I'll go ahead and take a look at the offensive starters for the Fall City Tigers. The Tigers will go at center with Justin Brewer, a 225-pound senior. The right guard is John Craig, 295 and a junior. At the left guard is Kellen McAfee, 160 and a junior. The left tackle, James Nolte, 285 and a senior. At the right tackle, Stephen Fields, 220 and a junior.
Tight end is Cam Schramm. He's a 185-pound senior. Wide receiver, Reese Farmer, 150 and a senior. At quarterback, Jackson Strauss, a 180-pound junior. The fullback is Thomas Fields, a senior at 215. The running back, Carson Simon, 200 and a senior. And the wingback is Brian Oberding, a 160-pound sophomore. Those are the offensive starters for the Fall City Tigers.
Defensively tonight for the Tigers, they're going to go with this set. Quarterback, Race Farmer. Also, Carson Simon, a linebacker tonight. Both of these kids playing both ways. Wyatt Oberding at a safety. Quarterback, Jackson Strauss. T. Wilcox will start on defense, 145-pound freshman at safety. Thomas Fields is a defensive end. Linebacker, Kellen McAfee. Defensive tackle, Jaden Nolte. Justin Brewer at the middle linebacker for the Tigers. And John Craig at a defensive tackle. So, as we said, Tigers got 10 kids playing both ways. And, Randy, that's going to be interesting tonight to see who can last this heat and humidity here.
Well, we've got 90 degrees at kickoff, and the feeling temperature is 99 degrees, John, so it's going to be a long one out here.
It's going to be hot. Teams are lined up. They're bringing the Stars and Stripes to the 50-yard line. We'll take a two-minute timeout. Be back after this timeout on KTNC.
Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. We provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business. But you also have nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
FNN Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from FNN Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Springfield Flatview High School. Randy Gatula, John Dixon with you, getting set here. The Fall City Tigers and the Flatview Trojans. John, let's take a look now at the offensive starters for the Trojans. We've got last names only here. At center, Metzger, a 230-pound senior. The right guard is Crisp. He's 200 and a junior. At the left guard, Horst, 190 and a senior. The tackles are Feel on the left side. He's a 220-pound senior. The right tackle is Gunther, 215 and a junior. Tight end is Swanson, 200 pounds and a senior. In the offensive backfield, the wingback is Elliot Steinoff. Steinoff, 70 and a senior. At the quarterback, Jared Keel. Keel, a 150-pound junior. The fullback is Cale Wickman. Wickman, 170 and a junior. And the running back is Ezra Stewart. Stewart, a 170-pound junior. Those are the offensive starters for the Platteview Trojans. The Trojans tonight in their red jerseys, white pants with white numerals. Fall City tonight in all white pants and jersey with the pale orange numbers on those white jerseys.
Pale, you say?
Yeah. white orange. How's that?
Okay. It is interesting sometimes, the color combinations anymore. It's a beautiful facility here. I haven't been here for a long time. Or maybe 10, 11 years since I've been here, and I would have swore I was sitting on the other side of the field last time around, but apparently not.
Yeah, it's a nice place to play football, without a doubt.
going to be a bit noisy. We've got a public address system speaker right above our head here. We apologize for that if that gets into the broadcast, but we're going to do the best we can here to deal with that. The Flatview Trojans won the coin toss, and they've elected to receive the opening kickoff. Ball City will be kicking off from our right to left, and Flatview will be receiving until our referee is moving from north to south.
Back there deep for Flatview is going to be Nicholas, and also back there Ezra Stewart is starting running back.
Ready to get underway. Here's John Nixon with their first quarter of play-by-play.
Thank you, Randy. The Tigers are ready to boot it away here. 11-man football. We'll tee it up at the 40-yard line. The Tigers go right to left here as we started, and it's a low liner kick. It hits about the 15, and it skids right by everybody onto the turf, into the end zone. Touch back, and it'll be Flatview ball on the 25-yard line.
Ball trickled here, bounced right in front of the return man, and just scooted away from him and went into the end zone. So they'll bring it out, and Flatview will start with the football, first and 10, at the 25-yard line.
Back at Jake Brown Stadium, Lord Central Academy leading Sagan Hart 14-12 in the second quarter. Auburn leading Ashland Greenwood up at Auburn 16-3.
They put it at the 25, and I went right along with that, John.
Well, I thought that's what it was.
They moved it back to the 20 now.
They change the rule or forget it. Okay, well, 20-yard line, all right. There we go. Quarterback will take the snap. That's Jared Keel. Two receivers left, one to the right. Man comes across in motion, and they'll hand the ball off, and there's going to be a penalty flag. Looks like somebody moved as Cale Wickman took the first handoff of the ball game, and it's going to be a procedure call against the Flatview Trojans.
Yeah, there was movement on the left side of the offensive line there for the Trojans. If you're just tuning in, we're starting 45 minutes later because of a lightning problem. This was originally scheduled for a 7 o'clock kickoff. We're just underway. Opening seconds here in the first quarter at Springfield.
Well, we'll try that again. This time we'll line up two receivers to the right side and one to the left. In the shotgun, quarterback Jared Keel. Motion man across, and the give is to the fullback. I think that was up the middle. And that should have been Cale Wickman. Wickman will be out across the 20, around close to the 21-yard line.
Thomas Fields, who saw the tackle on the yard line for the Tigers. Fields made the stop.
About a 5-yard gain. Spot the ball on the 20-yard line. Second about 9. Give him 6 on the play as they set the down marker on the far side of the field here. Second down, 9. Let's put a new man out here wide. Is that 3? That's number 9 out here wide to the right. We're going to pull a bad bunch of ends, I'm afraid.
Steinhoff is the wide receiver to the left side.
Motion man across, and again up the middle comes the fullback, and that's going to be Whitman on the carry. He breaks for the first down. He's in midfield. Cuts back inside, breaks the tackle. Fields stays him at the 30, and Fields will drag him down all the way down to the Tiger 15-yard line.
Thomas Fields was Ball City's passing line of defense. Running back did a good job making tackles there. A little bit of hard tackling. They weren't able to get him off his feet. And it results in a big gain here.
64-yard run. 64 yards on the run for Wickman there from his own 21 down to the 16-yard line. Actually, they're called the 15-yard line. So now first and 10 at the Tiger 15-yard line. Long huddle here by the Trojans. They'll break huddle. This time they'll bring a trip set to the right side. Keel will call the snap count out of the shotgun formation. And there's a flag for the referee in the backfield. Somebody's got to be lined up on that. Delay the game. That's not where that flag usually flies. So it'll move the ball back to the 20. First and 15. Didn't bother him last time. We'll see what it does here. Same formation, trips right, single receiver left, one man in the backfield. Option right, quarterback cuts back to the left, and the quarterback dives, jumps over a defender at the 6 to the 5, and goes into the end zone, throws a touchdown, and Flatview takes a quick 6-0 lead on a 20-yard run by Jared Keel.
Was that at the 15-yard line?
They moved it back to the 5, so it's a 20-yard run.
and that will put Platteview ahead 6-0. Now the attempt to kick it from the 10-yard line here for the extra point. Snap is good. The kick is up, and the kick is good. Kicking that ball through there that time, I believe, was Brandon Bills, number 14, a freshman. Platteview will be back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
The Scoring Drive Recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn, Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tosh Arm Connect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. John, the Scoring Drive three plays covered 80 yards. Jared Keel on a quarterback keeper carried it in from 20 yards out. The kick was by Bill, 7-0. Flatview on top, 10-19 to play here in the first quarter.
Ready for the kick here, the kickoff man, Aiden Rehoff. And it's a short kick, and it's going to turn left and go out of bounds short of the 20-yard line. So the Tigers can take it, make them kick it again, and with that, I think they would take that football. It would be awfully good field position. Should get the ball quite a ways up the field here yet.
A little bit of a concern there, John, with how quickly Flatview came down the field and put points up.
Yeah, now what's going on here? The ball there? Okay, there we go. Now they're walking out to where the ball went out of bounds. I said, that's not right, fellas. It'll move up to the 35-yard line where the Tigers will take over on their own end of the field.
That's first game for the refs here, too, John.
Yeah, well, I'm immediately confused. Yeah. All right, what do we got left here? I can't see the clock here.
From
the Tigers in the eye. Strauss pitches it back to Simon, and Simon is buried in the backfield. He got no help up front that time. He'll be losing yardage all back to the 33, but it was only a 2-yard loss, but it looked worse than that.
Yeah, you had Elliot Steinoff was in there. Also in on the tackle was Cal Pugh.
So the Tigers now come out second down and 12 at their own 33-yard line. They'll send the receivers wide to the right. Split right, slot right, Fields the fullback. Motion man coming across. That's going to be Overdeen. And the handoff goes straight ahead. And Fields, with, I think that might have been his first ever carry. He's been a lineman up to now, playing fullback. And he'll get back what he lost, or what they lost in the first play, and pick up an extra yard. It's third down and 9.
Leo Gunther, tackle. Gunther made the stop there.
Ray's Farmer splits wide right. It'll be Overdeen in the slot. Ball just to the left of midfield here. Trojans show blitz. Quarterback Strauss turns around, wants to keep it. They caught him from behind, and he'll be knocked down right at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play.
No place for him to go there. Charles Crisp was the first man to get a hold of him. Crisp on the tackle.
Fourth down and 9 for the Tigers. The deep men will be Elliot Steinhoff, and back there will be Michael Wiebelhaus. Playing for the Tigers should be Jackson Strauss. He'll hit this about his own 25-yard line, and he hit a low roller inside the 35, inside the 30, and it's rolling inside the 25 and down to about the 22 or 23-yard line. Wasn't pretty, it was very effective.
Very effective kick there. Got all the downfield for it. So we'll see if that Tiger defense can rise to the 8-yard line, John.
Punt of 39 yards. Not bad as it turned out. So now Platteview up already 7-0. Gets their hand on the football for the second time. Call it their own 22. Randy, you're going to tell me how much time is left because I can't see the clock.
8:35 to play here in the first quarter.
Thank you. All right, we'll split receivers to either side of the field. Again, in the shotgun, quarterback Jared Keel with a back lined up on his left hip. takes the snap, and he throws it behind the line of scrimmage. It's caught. It's a run. And coming up the field with the football is going to be Ezra Stewart, and he's got a good gain across the 35 out to the 36-yard line.
And it was Wyatt Oberding there to get the tackle for the Tigers.
Well, it was Stewart that caught the football, and I'm going to give him a run because it was definitely a lateral for the Trojans that time. They threw the ball behind the line of scrimmage and behind the quarterback. This time it's on the right hash mark at their own 36-yard line of the Trojans. Two receivers left, two to the right. Give the ball off to the fullback. He cuts up the middle, and he's got room to run again. Cale Wickman, and Wickman across midfield into Tiger territory, and he is down to the Tiger 49-yard line where they're going to spot him down.
And again, Wyatt Oberding there making the sack. They stop on him, second tackle on a roll for Oberding.
15 yards on that pickup, so two carries and 29 yards here. And now we've got timeout on the field. We're going to water the players here, is my guess. We'll take a one-minute break and be back on KTNC.
So, what's new at Perry State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career path.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition, Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
First and 10 of the Tiger 49 for the Platteview Trojans. Motion man going across, Ezra Stewart. He's playing a spot this time. A throw to the left side and moving up the field for a short gain to about the Tiger 45. Catching the football there again, I believe that was Ezra Stewart. Yep. Nope. Number three that time. It was Ethan or Weevilhouse that caught it.
Yeah, Reese was there on the tackle and the Tiger Swarmer on the stop.
So now second down and about six.
7:34 to play, first quarter, 7-0, Platteview on top here in the first period.
4 yard gain on the play. So Weevilhouse with the catch there. Now it's trips left. Shotgun set, motion man coming across, and a handoff going to Wickman. Wickman straight ahead, the ball's loose late, and it'll be a short gain of a yard, maybe two on the play.
Pop out of there loose, getting a fumble recovery was Garrett Witt for Platteview. He fell on the ball at about the 44-yard line.
Called a 1 yard gain, third down and five. Well, I like their down marker over there on the far side. It's lit up.
Yeah,
I like
it.
Quite the barn burner back at Jake Brown Stadium. Ward Central Cadillac Union Saving Heart 22-20 with 3:57 to go in the first half tonight. Keel puts his troops to the right side this time. Third and five, and he was looking. The snap went right by him. It's in back to the 45. He's almost back to his own 40 and buried at his own 44-yard line.
Getting back there to get after him for the Tigers was John Craig. Craig was the first man to hit him.
So they lose yardage from the 44 back to the 45.
How would you like to have 295 pounds of John Gray chasing you in the backfield?
I don't see it to be a good thing.
And now you have to bend over and try to pick the ball up.
I see no good in that situation whatsoever. All right. Punt formation and the punt. Oh, here it comes, Randy. We may get this one. I can't believe that ball even bounced in bounds. It was a shank off the right side of the punter's foot, and it hit in bounds, and the Tigers get it about midfield.
1 yard punt.
1 yard.
1 yard.
Oh, no. Five. It was into the 45-yard line,
okay.
Remember?
All right.
Yep.
They moved it.
they're going to move it down to the 48. Okay, well, whatever. Well, the Tigers will take it. definitely. Down 7-0 here. They'll be at their own 48 to start the drive. First down and 10. Motion man. Spin. And the quarterback, Strauss, nowhere to go. Hit and drop after he'll lose about a yard on the play.
And on the tackle, was Charles Chris,
200-pound
junior.
Now the Tigers, Randy, were putting a lot of pressure on this big offensive line this year. That's their bread and butter, and right now, it's been a tough start.
They're losing the battle.
They're losing the battle right now. All right. Here we are, and we're in the we've left the eye. It goes back to Simon. He takes the handoff. He runs through one tackle across midfield and down to the 49 of Platteview. The Tigers go back to the wing.
And again, on the bottom of the pile there, making the stop for Platteview was Charlie.
4 yard gain brings up third down and 7 for Fall City at the line now of the Trojans. Tigers break the huddle, come over the football, and now they're under center in the I formation. Fields at fullback and Strauss back. Strauss looks, he airs it up the side. He's got him in, and he just over the outstretched arms that time down the field. Blue goes Oberdeen down there on the sideline, just overthrows him, brings up fourth down and 7.
Now, Mitchell Rudy was back there on the coverage at 17 on 17, and boy, just a yard or so too long, or that one would have been for 6.
Well, Strauss drops back in punt formation. Fourth down and 7. Steinhoff is back there.
Weevil House on the near side.
Okay. Strauss ready. He'll hit this around his own 40. Here's his punt. It is a high end-over-end punt. And a catch back. I believe that's Steinhoff coming back to 15-20 at the field. Just by one man. Catch inside to 30. 35-40. One man to beat. Strauss corralling. And he breaks the tackle. Lost his balance. And falls down to the Tigers' 39-yard line.
He was hit around the 50 just enough to make him lose his balance. And he staggered forward and stumbled forward for another 11 yards down to the 39. And so the Trojans are going to start this drive with excellent field position. Wait a minute. We're walking back up the field here.
Block in the back.
Penalty flag.
Got a block in the back. And the Tigers catch a break there. That was an excellent return.
Oh, it was.
Wow.
They're going to bring it way back.
Way back. They were at the Tiger 39-yard line, and this happened. It's a spot foul. Oh, my.
At the 20?
He picked that ball up at his own 9-yard line.
And they're going with the football, John. My goodness.
Had a 52-yard punt return.
Look at this.
For the penalty. Oh, my.
The 12-yard line.
12-yard line.
Wow, that is big.
All right, here we go. First and 10 at the 12.
Tigers catching a break here. Keel in the gun, running back beside him on his 12-yard line. Hands the ball straight forward, and running to the outside will be Wickman. And Wickman has a good gain out across the 25-yard line before he's finally pushed out of bounds. Very close to the 30-yard line. They'll call it the 29, a 17-yard gain.
Jackson Strauss on the tackle. Strauss with a solo foul, but I might add, John, Jackson Strauss was the only defender over here on this side to make that tackle.
Play on your side of the field.
Clock now at 4:08 to play in the first quarter. 7-0, Platteview on top.
All right, here we go. Line them up in the gun. Ready to go. From the 29, hand it straight ahead. Running the ball, Wickman again. Cuts outside to the 35, fights his way to the 40-yard line. Being 11, another first down.
And again, there to make the tackle was Jackson Strauss.
They are gouging the Tigers. Run so far of 70 yards, 64 yards, 14, 15, 17, and 11.
Defensive backs happen to come up and make an awful lot of tackles here so far, John.
The Tigers on the defense. All right, we've got, looks like confusion here. Platteview's got their ends switching sides of the field. They were lined up wrong. Now they put them in motion and timeout called by Platteview, and I'm not sure the coach really wanted it.
3:31 to play here in the first quarter, 7-0. Platteview on top. We're back to the third quarter. You're listening to high school football on KTNC.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country modern superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farmin' City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farmin' City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Platteview High School. There's Springfield, Randy Gatulich, John Nixon with you. Trojans up 7-0. Football spotted now at the 40-yard line.
First down and 10 for the Trojans. They'll line them up in that shotgun set. Two receivers either side of the field for quarterback Jared Keel. Bring a man in motion. That's going to be Ezra. They'll hand off to fullback Whitman again. Straight ahead out to the 45 and down around the 46-yard line and pick up a six more.
This time getting the stop there for the Tigers was Jaden Goldie.
What the Tigers were hoping to do with that big offensive line was wear the Trojans down later in the ballgame, and they might very well. But right now, it's going exactly the opposite. Smaller Trojan team is having their way on offense, running the ball right at the Tigers. Split two to either side of the field. Wickman stands on the left hip of the quarterback. Ezra Stewart will go in motion. They'll give him the ball in the sweep to the left, and he is hit in the backfield. Got away from one man, but got hit again, and he'll lose a couple of yards, maybe three on the play.
Waiting for him over there, it was Cameron Schramm. Or check that, Charlie McNeely. McNeely's the man that got him.
Caught a loss of two on the play. Bring up third down and about six to go here for the Trojans. That's maybe their first third down of the ball game. I think it is. No, they punted last time, so I guess they had a third down earlier. But here we go. Trips right this time for him. Keel calling the snap count. He rolls right. He looks down the field. He stops. Pump fake. He throws it out here on the near left sideline to Stewart. And Stewart's got the first down and more inside the Tiger 40. Ankle tackled at about the 36-yard line. There's a flag down right at the 40.
It was Wyatt Oberding who came over and took him out of bounds there at the 36-yard line. But we'll have to see what this flag is going to be. It's shown at about the 42-yard line.
It's a 20-yard pickup, but that's going the other way for Platteview, I think. But he's going to be just short of the first down with the penalty. They'll get some yardage.
They'll put the ball back into
about the 48-yard line.
Yeah, Trojan territory around the 48. Clock now shows 2:04 to play in the first quarter, John. You're just tuning in. 7-0. Platteview scored on the first possession of the ball game. They lead it by a touchdown.
So a 10-yard penalty there on a hold to make it third down and three. Give him credit for 4 yards on the pass. They end up losing 17 on the penalty. And now Keel rolls left. He stops. He looks. He throws. He's got a man caught and taken out of bounds on the far side. Way over there, Peyton Swanson with the catch. And it'll be a first down for the Trojans.
And Tate Wilcox there. No, that can't be right. No.
That's right. Freshman.
Freshman. Over there making the stop.
9-yard gain.
Freshman.
The Tigers have got half of their football team is freshmen, 19 of the 38 are freshmen. Whoops, young man, you better back up, son. There we go.
Still offside.
They're playing right in front of us for a change. So
still offside.
Now the receiver went way past the football to start. Now he goes back. Hand off in the backfield, the fullback Wickman, and he ran into his quarterback. And by that time, the defensive line is there. Lost back to the 45.
John Craig was the man to hit him. Craig plugged the hole and stopped him in his tracks.
Loss of two makes it second down and 12 now for the Trojans. We will be on the far left hash mark as they go left to right towards the south end here. Now we'll spread them out. Trips right, one receiver left. Second and a dozen. Here's the snap, and a throw out to the right side. It's Stewart on the catch. Stewart to the sideline and pushed out of bounds inside the Tiger 40 at around the 38-yard line.
Jackson Trouse there to push him out of bounds. That puts the clock down now, Sean, to 1:09 to play in the first quarter. 7-0, Flatview leading the Ball City Tigers.
8-yard gain on the play brings up third down and 5 now. Plays have been pretty basic for the Trojans, but, you know, make it work. Keep going till they stop you.
I just hate to see that battle there at the line of scrimmage, the way the offensive, defensive line and offensive line are kind of getting pushed around a little bit.
All right, split three to the left. Here comes a man in motion to the right side, and we've got a timeout by Platteview called their second of the first half.
1:09 to play here in the first period. 7-0, Platteview on top. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Tiger Football on KTNC.
Generations of family working together on the same piece of land. It's a tradition around here. On a farm or ranch, everyone has their chores to do. The whole family contributes. It's a hard life, but it's a good life, too. Agriculture is America's largest family business. We're proud to be a part of it. Together we grow. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank. Fall City and Stella. You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Flatview High School. 1:09 to play first quarter. 7-0. Trojans on top. Here's Sean.
Thank you, Randy. Trojans, 3rd and 5. They've got the ball in the air right side. In the gun. Trips bunch package to the left. One receiver to the right side. Quarterback tosses back to Wickman, the fullback. He gets around the corner. He cuts right. He cuts back to the outside of the left. First down for Platteview inside the Tiger 30-yard line.
Making the tackle, Thomas Fields. Got him around the ankles. He took him up there. Fields on the stop for the Tigers.
From the 38 to the 29, a 9-yard pickup. Boy, Wickman's having a big first half here, Randy. I want to remind everybody, you can hear all of our games on the World Wide Web, mscsports.net, mscsports.net. Hit that little listen live button up at the top. It'll drop down all of our radio stations. And tonight, you pick KTNC to hear the Tigers. Tiger fans, let your friends and relatives know the Tigers are on the air. All right, here we go. 1st and 10. From the 29, and Wickman again. Boy, he is shifty. He starts up the middle, bounces out to the sideline, and he's going to have another Platteview first down and a gain of 12 yards.
Now, the thing is, Wickman has such a big hole to run through there, John. My goodness, Tracy Potter got the tackle on him, but when he hits the line of scrimmage, he's got a 5-yard ride open.
We can't have much time left in the first quarter. They've already picked up over 160 yards on the ground.
13 seconds to go here in the period, John.
If you're wondering why I do that, it's because I cannot see the clock from our position here tonight. So Randy's the scorer. Randy's the official scorer tonight. Here's the snap. Back. Quarterback throws over the middle. He hits his receiver, Stewart. And Ezra Stewart will be down to the Tiger 11-yard line.
Carson Simon on the tackle. There's the end of the first quarter. Time expires after one period. 7-0. Flatview on time. Step aside for 1 minute. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or west of Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Community Medical Center in Falls City is proud to announce the addition of Ortho Midwest with Dr. Adam Streit, providing orthopedic and sports medicine services. Dr. Streit will be doing surgeries on Mondays and holding clinic hours each Tuesday. Community Medical Center continues to be recognized as one of the top 20 critical access hospitals in the nation for quality of care. And now proud to offer Ortho Midwest and sports medicine services with Dr. Streit, always making a difference at Community Medical Center in Falls City. City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, after one quarter, the lead belongs to the Trojans of Platteview over the Falls City Tigers by a score of 7-0. Randy, I feel a little fortunate for the Tigers, only down 7-0. They gave up a ton of yards here.
Well, they really did. The ball's going to be spotted at the 10-yard line. Trojans are going to be facing second down and 3 at the 10. Spot the ball in the hash mark in from the left side. Trojans going right to left from south to north. Jared Keel is the quarterback. He'll set the shotgun formation. Wide receivers to both sides of the field. He'll call the starting count, waiting for the snap from center. Long count at the line. Keel has the ball, rolls to his right, wants to throw, looking into the end zone. Goes into the corner of the end zone. The pass is going to be complete. Who got it?
Oh, goodness. I'm still looking. 27 down there. That's going to be caught by Dayton Swanson.
Swanson makes a reception. It'll be a 10-yard touchdown pass. The pass coming with 11 minutes and 54 seconds to play. Here, opening the seconds of the second quarter. Makes it 13-0. And to kick the extra is Bills. Waiting for the snap from center. The ball's down. His kick is up. The kick is good.
Good.
And he got it. 14-0. Platteview on top. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
The Scoring Drive Recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake Bertasci in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. John, the Scoring Drive took 11 plays, covered 88 yards. A 10-yard touchdown pass from Jared Keel to Dayton Swanson. Bills kick the extra, and it's 14-0. Platteview on top. 11:54 to play here in the second quarter.
Tigers should have Carson Simon, Jackson Strauss back there deep.
Strauss on the far side.
Carson's over here, yep.
All right, ball is teed up at the 40. Platteview ready to kick it away. Waiting for the officials indication that he may proceed here.
Oh, somebody lined up. Okay. Had one man on the wrong side of the kicker.
Strauss on the far side, Simon on the near. Here's the kick. Driving end over ender. Goes between the return man into the end zone. No chance to bring it out. And the Tigers in possession with the ball first to 10 at the 20-yard line. 11:54 to play first quarter. If you're just checking in, we started late tonight, John, a 7:45 kickoff because we had lightning in the area. Temperature in the car, 90 degrees. Feels like temperature 99. And in the press box, about 200.
Well, it's dropped all the way down to 89 now.
All right. First and 10 at the 20-yard line for the Tigers. Quarterback Jackson Strauss brings him over the football. Hands under center. He calls the starting count. Turns gets off to his running back on the left side. Up the middle. Across the 25. Out near the 27.
Simon carried it. Yeah.
Looks like a gain of about 7 on the play. Should bring the ball down for and around 3 yards to go for him. Gain of 7 there for Carson Simon.
Dayton Swanson gets in there on the tackle that time for the Trojans of Platteview.
All right. Over the football now on second down and 3. Strauss under center, takes the snap, hands off to the fullback this time, running to his right. He's going to call out the 30-yard line as Fields carrying the ball. Very close to the first down. I think he's got it, John.
Thomas Fields, power forward, gets the first down. Gunther will get the tackle in there for the Trojans, along with Fijol.
Fields and Simon, good-sized running backs there. Fields 215, Simon at 200 pounds. They got a set split in the backfield this time. There's the snap. Snapping it back to Simon. He'll run to the left. Oh, he's going to be
nowhere to go that time. Simon tried to sweep right and their left wide, and Golda gets the stop. A loss of 3.
And no place for Carson Simon to go there whatsoever. 10:48 to play. Clock running. First half, 14-0.
Flatview on top here at Springfield. My name is Randy Gutierrez, alongside John Jackson. Second down, 12 yards to go now for the Tigers. Jackson Strauss, back set in the I formation. He's back to pass, sets up. Now scrambles, going to be hit, wrapped up and sacked for a loss. Back down near the 20-yard line.
First man to get to him that time for the Trojans is going to be Leo Gunther again. And that's a big loss all the way back to the 21-yard line on the play.
Now they'll mark the ball just inside. It'll bring up third down and about
20.
Third and 20 to go. From just inside the 21-yard line. Ball is on the hash mark. In from the east side. Left side is the short side of the field. With two wide receivers wide to the right. Strauss has the back set of the I formation. He follows his starting count. Has the snap. Rolls right. Pitches the ball out to Simon. Simon runs to the right side. The 20. The 25. Out near the 29 and drop there. But we've got a flag on the play back inside the 20-yard line, John.
Gang tackle. And Gold again on the stop along with Mitchell Rudy.
That doesn't look good for the Tigers here.
Well, it would make it fourth down if they decline the penalty. Coach McLaughlin said decline whatever it was. I didn't see it. So Simon will get credit for yardage out to the 29. He picks up 9, but it's going to bring up fourth down.
Yeah, still fourth down and 11 yards to go. A punting situation. We've got Jackson Strauss trying to punt the ball away. Back deep on the return here.
Weeblehouse, I believe.
Yeah, that's three.
And is it 15, Steinhoff?
There's the kick. High one. It's going to be ball in front of Steinhoff. Bounces at the 45. Rolls inside the 45. Here's the 43. And that's where the Flatview, or rather the Fall City Tigers.
It's going to be Farmer to down the ball.
Yeah, so Flatview will have it first and 10 at the 43, their own 43-yard line, with 9:24 to play in the first quarter. And the Trojans with a 14-0 lead. John, the Trojans have had the advantage of field position through this whole ballgame. It's
a 43-yard line.
It certainly has.
Starting this drive at their own 43. I'll come over the football. Jared Keel is the quarterback. He has a single setback in the backfield. I think that's Stewart next to him. Two wide receivers to either side of the field. Keel calls the starting count, has the snap. Sets in the pocket, looks over the middle, now rolls right, still rolling. Now he'll run with the football, the 40, 45, midfield, the 50, down to the 49-yard line. And there he dropped to the 49 after a gain of about 9 yards on the carry.
That was a heck of an open field tackle over there by one of the Tigers. McAfee gets him brought down in a one-on-one situation. If he not got him, he was going to get a lot more than 9.
They're going to give him about 8, actually, and spot the ball back just outside the 48. They'll call it second down and a very long yard, almost 2, for the Trojans. Ball just outside the 48-yard line of the Tigers. 8:56 to play. First half, 14-0. Jared Keel puts a wide receiver to the left side of the field. That's Steinhoff out here to the left. Also a receiver, a slot to the left. Single setback in the backfield. Stewart. Turns, gives the ball off, hands it to Wickman. Wickman is wrapped up at the 50-yard line. He didn't get back to the line of scrimmage, John.
No, did a good job there. He'll lose a yard that time, and Brewer got in there for the linebacker spot, came on a little run blitz that time, and got him dropped for a loss.
Boy, this Flatview team, they substitute freely here, John. Every time you look up, you have new receivers in there. Mitchell Rudy in the ballgame now.
Well, Coach McLaughlin said, I can't give any starters till we have our ceremony Thursday night. He said, but I will tell you, we'll use 8 or 9 receivers. I said, oh, thanks, Coach.
Third down and 3 now. The football at the 50-yard line. Quarterback Jared Keel in the shotgun. Trips to the left side of the field. Keel has the snap. Pitches the ball back to his trailing back Quickman. To the left side. Quickman across the 50. The 45. At the 40. Breaks over to the right side. The 35. Inside the 35. Down near the 31 or 32-yard line. Whitman, the ball carrier, finally takes him out of the 42. Enough for a first and 10 for the Trojans.
Well, Jackson Strauss gets the tackle. He was the last man left. Wickman broke one tackle and was able to get to the outside and all the way down to the 32-yard line.
So it'll be first and 10 for the Trojans at the 32 of the Tigers. Ball on the right side, hash mark. Trojans going south to north, right to left. 7:37 to play in the first half. Still 14-0. Trojans on top. If you're just checking in with us, Jared Keith, quarterback. Trips to the left side. One wide receiver wide to the right. He's back to pass in the pocket. Throws out to the left. Pass is completed and
Swanson.
Had it in the hands of his receiver out here, intended for Dayton Swanson, and Swanson, John, just could not find the handle on that thing.
Just a little bit tall.
Had it in his hands, but couldn't gather it in, so it falls incomplete. It'll bring up second down and 10 yards to go. The ball spotted back to the 32-yard line once again.
That's the first misfire pass in the football for him, too.
Wow.
Halftime score, Jake Brown, Randy. It's Lord Central Catholic 30, Sigurd 20.
Second down at 10 now at the 32-yard line. Wide side to the left, two wide outs to the left, two to the right. Jared Keel takes a snap. A man comes in motion. Hands to the motion man running from right to left.
Stewart.
Stewart. And Stewart hit at the 30, broke the tackle, bounces away, and now loses back out to the 31. And he'll be dropped there.
Well, Race Farmer's the guy that finally ends up getting the tackle. Two or three Tigers had a chance at him. They couldn't get him off his feet.
That gain of a yard on the carry put the ball at the 31-yard, and now it sets on the near side hash mark with the wide side of the field to the right. Again, the Trojans going from south to north, right to left here near Springfield. 6:48 to go, first half, 14 to nothing. Quarterback Jared Keel with trips to the right side of the field. Single setback to his right, I think, is Wickman.
Yes.
Keel takes a snap, rolls right. Whitman's out there to block point. Looking downfield is Keel. Got a receiver at the 20. Breaks a tackle at the 15 and dropped near the 15-yard line. Making the catch was
Ezra Stewart. So, again, big pass play for the Trojans.
Strauss was there to make the tackle on Ezra Stewart. Spot the football now inside the 15. We'll call it the 14-yard line, just outside the 14. On the right hash mark, first and 10 for the Trojans. They already lead it here 14 to nothing with 6:15 to play in the first half. Trips to the left side of the field for the quarterback, Jared Keel. Calling a starting count. Just inside the 15. It's got the snap. Gives off to his running back, breaks to the left. Nowhere to go. Good defense there. They came up and floated the 42 in a hurry.
Must have ran into Craig.
Craig got the tackle.
I was going to say, wasn't Craig Ellis had to be at that size.
Yeah. Loss on the play puts the ball back out to about the 17-yard line. Loss of two. Oh, it's second down now at 12 yards to go between the 16 and 17 is when the ball is going to be spotted. Second down and 12. Back into the ball game comes Weebelhaus now as the split end. Spit a wide receiver, wide right. That's Swanson. Two wide outs to the left. Quarterback Keel. Man comes in motion. Oh,
flag.
Into the motion, man. He's still keeping it. His Keel. Flag is thrown. Keel gets down to the 11 or 12 yard line.
Well, he ended up getting it to Wickman. Flag flew just as the play got underway, so it's going to be coming back, I'm sure. Yep.
A lot of movement there.
A huge crowd here, Randy. Just a lot of folks here on this Platteview side. And they've got a lot of bleachers from the 25 down to the 25. They're all pretty much full. Pretty good crowd over there for Fall City on their side, but it's a ways up here.
All right, the football now at the 21-yard line. Second down, about 17 yards to go. Jared Keel in the shotgun formation has a snap, rolls to his left, looking downfield, dumps it over the middle of the square at the 15, at the 10, cuts it to the 5, inside the 5, what is the tackle for? And lost, and that's going to be Strathman.
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 Strathman, yeah. Heck of a play and run.
So they may have enough for first down yardage here, John, I think. Should be pretty good goal. Well, see, the ball's at the 3-yard line. It'll be first and goal now. Trojans are threatening with 4:45 to play in the first half. 14 to nothing. Trojans are already up, and now they're threatening first and goal at the Tigers' 3-yard line. Weebelhaus splits wide to the right side and a slot to the right, Swanson. Quarterback is Keel. Keel has Wickman set to his right in the backfield. Takes a snap, rolls to his right. He's looking into the end zone. Now scrambles out to the right, dumps it over the middle.
Intercepted.
Tigers have the football. Made the
Touchback.
In the end zone, that's right. So, a big defensive play here for the Tigers. John, did you say you got it on the defense?
No, I did not. I think.
Down in the far corner. Oh, it's not a touchback. They're going to say it's at the one.
Oh, I thought he...
It looked like he caught. Did he bring it out?
I don't know. He must have. I thought he said touchback.
He was caught in the end zone. Well, it's going to be first and 10 at the one-yard line for Jackson Strauss and company. Strauss sets up, hands under center, takes the snap, hands to his fullback, straight ahead. That's Fields, I think.
Oh.
Gets driven back into the end zone.
They're going to give him yardage after about the two.
Yeah, he got a yard, and then they drove him back into the end zone. A gain of a yard, second down at about nine, and now the ball goes right to
That was a gang tackle.
Yeah.
Big gang of red jerseys.
53 to play here in the first half. Tigers failing 14 to nothing. And, John, they may be fortunate to only be down 14 to nothing.
Yes, I agree.
Quarterback, Jackson Strauss, hands under center, takes a snap, hands off to his running back who's hit right at the line of scrimmage. He might have got back for the two or three, but not anymore. Any gain on it. Parson Simon, as he was carrying the ball, John.
Leading the tackling that time for the Trojans was Rebine.
Third down and nine. Football just outside the 3-yard line. Third down and nine. Simon is the eye back. Fields is the fullback. Set in an eye formation. Give the ball to Fields. He tries to power his way forward for maybe a yard. I don't think he got any more than that.
No.
Looks like they're going to mark it between the 4 and 5 yard line. Being on fourth down and still 6 yards to go from just inside the 5 yard line.
48
situation. In to punt the ball away will be Jackson Strauss. And just inside the end line, he gets a good snap. Got the punt out of there. It was close, John. Not a long punt. The ball is going to bounce at the 30, roll across the 30, and it'll be touched down at about the 35-yard line, just inside the 35. And once again, John, the Trojans are going to begin this run out of outstanding field position.
Excellent.
And actually left here to play in the first half, 2:29 on the clock. They'll mark the ball at the 34-yard line. On the near side,
the quarter team is
right. They haven't had more water breaks than they have yet.
Other than having at least one a quarter, they had one in the first quarter, and that's it.
All right. Quarterback, Jarrett Keel, sets to the shotgun. Single setback, Whitman sets to his right. Fakes the pitch, keeps it himself. Keel runs to the left at the 30, the 25. Down there, the 20. Jarrett Keel on the keeper.
Hit from behind the linebacker, Carson Simon, for the Tigers to get the stop.
Nice bright lighting on the field here at the 20-yard line. Notice that?
Yes.
Very well illuminated. Inside the 10, not so much.
13-yard gain.
Older we get, John, we appreciate the bright spots.
Yes, we do.
The ball is going to be at the 21-yard line on the left side hash mark. First down and 10 for the Trojans. Jarrett Keel is the quarterback in the gun. To his left,
Rickman.
Is Rickman. Keel calls his count, has the snap, looks right, throws the ball complete out to the right at the 20, at the 15, the 10, the 5, and he'll take it all the way into the touchdown.
Elliott Steinhoff.
Steinhoff. Elliott Steinhoff. Took it in. The line is
21. 21 yard line.
21 yard to Steinhoff. And that score coming with a minute 49 to play. In the second quarter, Steinhoff made the reception. Now we'll have the try for the conversion. Bills in to try and kick it. Waiting for the snap from center. There's the snap. Ball is down. Kick is up. Bills' kick is up. The kick is good, and our score goes 21-0. Coaches on top. We're back at 30 seconds on QTNC.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah?
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the triple play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Once again, our Sporting Drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Stop by and see Jake or Josh Arm Connect in Auburn or Weston with in Auburn City. Sporting Drive recap, two plays to go 34 yards, a 21 touch, 149 to play here in the second quarter. All right, here is the opening kickoff on the kickaway. All the way into the end zone, out of the end zone, and bring it down to the 20-yard line. The Tigers have got a minute 49 left with which to work here in the first half. They'll start first and 10 at the 20. John, do we have any more scoring updates?
No, halftime, the Knights lead the Irish 30-20. The last thing I had from Auburn was Auburn 16-3 at halftime over Ashton Greenwood.
All right, here come the Tigers. They'll take the football over first and 10 at the 20-yard line. Jackson Strauss is the quarterback. Waiting for him to set the offense here. Now the official blows the whistle. Timeout taken, so we'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to Fall City Jaguars football on KTNC.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. We provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Springfield, Nebraska, Flatview High School. We have minute 49 left to play here in the first half. Tigers trailing Flatview 21-0 now. Ball City with the football, first and 10. They begin this round with the 20-yard line. Strauss has Fields and Simon out of the backfield behind him. They'll send the I formation. Strauss has under center. Takes the snap. Runs to his right. He'll keep it himself. He's hit and dropped just short of the line of scrimmage. Going to lose about a half a yard of the play, John. And it'll bring up second down and a long 10.
Jay DeWitt comes up, gets the tackle on the Tiger quarterback.
Loss of a yard. Yep. Ball back to the 19 now. Second down and 11 yards to go. Clock now running with a minute 25 to go here in the first half. At this point, the Tigers down 21-0. They just like to run no offense and get to the locker room.
Yes.
Strauss again sets his backs in that I formation. Hands under center, has the snap. He's back, the pass, sets in the pocket, now scrambling. He's going to be hit, wrapped up and blocked for the loss. Now White comes in as he tackled back inside the 10-yard line.
That was a late flag. Again, there are just too many red jerseys back there with your quarterback. He has had a chance. Lost all the way back at the 8-yard line. Unless they had a face mask, it's probably against the Tigers, and they did. Face mask.
Not against the Tigers.
No.
Want to go against
Rams. Tigers running the brakes.
Trojan Scott must have got a hold of a face mask in there. Boy, John Jackson Strauss had nowhere to go.
No.
He dropped back in pass formation. There were red jerseys all around him. Penalty yardage puts the football back out to the 15-yard line. Still results in a big loss here. Second down and 15 yards to go now for the Tigers. Strauss calls his count. They run to the left with it. Now back inside on his feet. Out to the 25, the 30, the 35, across the 35, out to the 30.
Simon.
Smart line. Simon, the ball carrier, wrapped up there. That'll be enough for a first down, John.
Where did he start out there, Randy? Simon, 15-yard line. Good run. That's the best run of the night for the Tigers.
That'll be a 17-yard gain.
22-yard gain.
22-yard gain, yes. So now the football at the 37-yard line on the near hash mark. 40 seconds to play in the first half. Put a wide receiver wide to the left. Jackson Strauss.
They snapped the ball back, running to his right with the football. Is that Strauss?
That's Strauss, yeah. They went back to the wing.
Across the 40, out near the 49-yard line. A gain of about 4 on the carry. Should bring up second down and about 6, maybe 7 yards to go here. Second and 10.
The 41-yard line.
Down to 30 seconds. The clock has stopped at 30. Second down. About 6 yards to go.
Tigers got a couple of timeouts. We want to use them.
Here come the Tigers over the football. Again, Strauss with Fields and Simon set behind him.
Farmer's the wide man on the near side.
Strauss takes the snap. Back in the pocket. Going to throw deep as the receiver. Farmer passes nearly intercepted. Batted around. Ended up on the twin defender and the receiver, Farmer. Yard line. That was kind of anybody's football.
Yeah, Mitchell Rudy back there on the coverage that time for the Trojans. Looked like Farmer might have saved the day there because I think he might have got his hand up there a little early on the defender. Pushed him away a little bit.
Yard line, Odell Market. Clock is down to 24 seconds to go. Third down and 6. Jackson Strauss puts two wide receivers to the right side of the field, sets the backs in the eye, Fields is a fullback, hands the ball to the Christian man. That's Wyatt Oberding coming from his left, and Oberding goes nowhere. He was hit in the backfield. He took an inside handoff coming from right to left, but he was hit before he could even start to run out of the field.
Cale Wickman led the way that way. It's going to bring up fourth and 9.
Yeah.
Timeout by the Trojans.
15 seconds to play here in the first half. We're back in half a minute on KTNC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also have nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Win fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Fourth down and 8 yards to go now for the Tigers. Ball on the 37-yard line, their own 37. Brock Hudson?
82 back there.
Okay, Hudson will be the return man. He'll wait near his own 32 to return this punt from Jackson Strauss. Strauss stands at his own 25-yard line, gets the snap. They're coming after
him. Got it.
Got it. Blocked it. Ball is knocked down. Everybody after him. They fall on it near the 27, I believe. Boy, they brought everybody after him on that one.
Man, they never had a chance.
No, they were all on So they're going to spot the football inside the 30. Let's see where they mark it here, John. Looks like around the 28-yard line on the far hash mark. Still 10 seconds to play here in this first half. So the Trojans with another shot at it here. Jared Keel will be the quarterback. Two wideouts to the left. One split wide to the right. In the backfield is going to be Wickman. Quarterback is Keel. Wickman sets next to it. Two wideouts on either side. 10 seconds to play. First and 10 at the 29. Back to pass. Setting up. Dumps it over the middle. Pass is complete.
Wickman.
Wickman is fighting down the sideline. He's taken out of bounds. He's out of the clock with 3 seconds to go. And he got the ball inside the 20. First down at about 18 is where they'll mark it.
Strauss got the tackle for Fall City.
3 seconds left. Field goal attempt coming up by Rehoff. Ball is going to be spotted at the 20-yard line. It'll be a 30-yard attempt from the right side hash mark. Rehoff in to kick it. We wait for the snap for the field goal. Now we've got a timeout taken on the field. Timeout Fall City. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Football.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runs End Falls City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, after the timeout, let's see if they line up again for field goal. Looks like they will. Keel will be in to hold. Aiden Reha in to kick. The ball spotted at the 25-yard line. It will be a 35-yard attempt from the right side hash mark. Oh, it's a fake. Wanting to throw the ball into the end zone. The pass is caught. No, incomplete. He dropped the football.
Really?
Dropped the football. He had it in his hand, John. Trojans leading the Fall City Tigers. We'll take a two-minute timeout here and be back with our halftime show after this two-minute break. You're listening to Fall City Tigers football on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Flatview. It's halftime. The Flatview Trojans leading the Falls City Tigers 21-0. It is time now for our halftime show presented by Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City. Armbruster Motors, your GM dealer in Falls City. Well, first we'll take a look at a scoring drive recap. It's all Flatview so far. They lead it 21-0. Flatview got on the board first with 10:19 to play in the first period. A 20-yard touchdown run by Jared Keel, the quarterback, on a quarterback keeper. That capped a three-play, 80-yard drive. Bills kicked the conversion, and it was 7-0 Trojans. With 11:54 to play in the second period, first play of the second quarter, a 10-yard touchdown pass complete from Jared Keel to Dayton Swanson, capped an 11-play, 88-yard drive. Bills kick made it 14-0. Then with just 1:49 to play in the first half, another touchdown pass. This one covered 21 yards from Jared Keel to Elliot Steinhoff, capped a 7-play, 34-yard drive. Bills kick made it 21-0. And the Trojans lead the Tigers 21-0 at halftime. Coming up in just a few moments, we'll have some halftime stats with John Nixon. Right now, we're going to send it back to our studios for a two-minute break and then check in with the local weather forecast. Another 2 minutes of information from our sponsors, and then we'll be back with those halftime stats coming up right after this. You're listening to Fall City Tigers football on KTNC.
Farmland City Supply. We take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country bottom superstore. We've got what you're looking for. For your farm, farm.
mow your home, mow your family. Yes, it's true. Farmin' City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farmin' City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
He's on the 30. He's on the 20. He's on the 10.
There's nothing like football. The lights, the cheers of the crowd, and getting a chance to see our local athletes and kids give it all they've got. Come to a game. Support our local schools. Frontier Bank. Good with money. You're an equal housing lender. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank. Paul City and Stella.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or west of Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Community Medical Center in Falls City is proud to announce the addition of Ortho Midwest with Dr. Adam Streit, providing orthopedic and sports medicine services. Dr. Streit will be doing surgeries on Mondays and holding clinic hours each Tuesday. Community Medical Center continues to be recognized as one of the top 20 critical access hospitals in the nation for quality of care. And now proud to offer Ortho Midwest and sports medicine services with Dr. Streit, always making a difference at Community Medical Center in Falls City.
This is your good time oldie station, KTNC, Falls City. I'm meteorologist Derek Dolman. For tonight's outlook, we'll see in a clear skies, lows fall to around 73. South winds remain breezy at around 10 to 15 miles per hour. On Saturday, blue skies and sunshine on tap. Highs warm up to around 91 degrees, with scattered shower and storm chances developing for your Saturday night, otherwise partly cloudy, and a low near 69. On Sunday, we'll continue with shower and storm chances under partly sunny skies, highs in the mid-80s, with more showers and storms possible for your Sunday night, and a low in the upper 60s. For Monday, mostly sunny, with the chance of scattered showers and storms, highs make it up to around 86 degrees, with spotty shower and storm chances for your Monday night, and a low around 66. Lots of sunshine for Tuesday, upper 80s. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, 83.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. We can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property. And can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. We provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You always dreamed about owning your first house, or car, or business. But you also have nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agents at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back here to Flatview High School, where it's halftime. The Flatview Trojans leading the Falls City Tigers. Our halftime score, 21-0. We've been entertained here by the Flatview Marching Band, and surprised to see the number of football players out here
marching with the band. We had a couple of trumpets, a trombone, two saxophones, and a bass horn all out here playing in their football uniforms as part of our halftime show. Well, it's time now to take a look at some first half stats presented by Arm Brewster Motor Company. Arm Brewster Motors, your GM dealer in Fall City, presenting these halftime stats. Here's John Nixon.
Thanks, Randy. They're a little odd, one-sided, as you would expect. Tigers are struggling on offense. Jackson Strauss, 5 carries, minus 15 yards. I think he lost 19 yards on one sack. 5 for minus 15 for him. The Tigers 0 for 2 through the air so far. Thomas Fields, the fullback, he's carried the ball 4 times, picked up 8 yards. And it is Carson Simon with 7 carries for 37 yards in the first half. 15 of that or more, I believe, coming on one run there late in the second quarter. For the Trojans, our quarterback, Jared Keel, 3 carries, 41 yards, a touchdown. He's 10 of 14 passing for 109 yards. Their fullback, Kale Wickman, 13 carries, 154 yards in the first half. And Ezra Stewart, 2 carries, 12 yards, 4 catches for 29 yards. He's been a busy young man. And they've just pretty much dominated both sides of the ball.
Yeah, John, as is so many times the case, what happens up there at the line of scrimmage kind of dictates how the game goes. And I'm a little surprised by that. I was looking at these starting lineups on the way up here and looking at the size of that line that Fall City putting out there, was hoping maybe that was going to be a real strong point this season. And it may still very well be, but this first half of the first game of the year, that's not been the case, because it's obvious that the Platteview Trojans are winning that battle at the line of scrimmage, and it really makes up for a long night for the running backs for the Tigers.
Yeah, I mean, there's no excuses. The Tigers are just getting beat up on both sides of the ball, but gosh, you know, it's tough. Weather conditions are tough tonight. Obviously, I can you imagine being out there playing football in this?
And going both ways like
These kids do. And then you get up here, and everything's normal when you get here, and then all of a sudden, oh, we got a 45-minute delay to start the games. So you're all juiced up and keyed up and ready to go, and then nothing works. And when you get out on the field, nothing works continuously. So it's just been a bad go in the first half. We'll see if the Tigers get something going, something positive. I mean, season, there are no breaks this year. You're going to start going. You're just going to keep going. So see what they do.
Weather, John, we're down to 89 degrees.
There you go.
That feels like temperature. Still up close to triple digits. It was 99 last time we checked. Very, very high humidity. And what breeze we had earlier has gone away completely. There's no breeze whatsoever out here. And it's just a tough night. Now, it's equally hot on both sides of the ball.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
But it is going to be rough on these kids. We've got time for another two-minute break here, and then we'll come back and have more of our halftime show. We'll talk a little bit about some upcoming broadcasts that we'll have for you. That's all coming up. You're listening to Fall City Tigers Football on KTMC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
What's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State.
State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Platteview High School. Randy Gatula seated alongside John Nixon on a very warm evening for high school ball. Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer, back at the KTNC studios. And John, more football here on KTNC tomorrow. The University of Nebraska Cornhuskers on the road taking on the Illinois. 12 o'clock kickoff. Pre-game show begins shortly after 8 a.m. here on KTNC. Boy, John, it's been a long time since the season opener has had this much importance.
Yes.
Starting right out with a conference game, usually you get a couple of cupcakes or whatever you want to call them to start things off, but right into the fray. And then, of course, you've got Fordham and Buffalo, but look at week four, Oklahoma week.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
yeah.
What a way to start it off. It's all going to be live right here on KTNC.
Yeah, join us for that tomorrow. Right now, the Chiefs are over on Sunny 101.3 playing their final preseason game. We switched up a little bit this year. You'll be able to hear the Huskers on KTNC 1230 AM and 107.1 FM, and you'll be able to hear the Chiefs this year on Sunny 101.3 when they're playing. So that's where we have made a few changes for everybody.
Hope you'll join us for that. Our friends Greg Sharp and Matt Davison will again have the call for you. Again, that'll be here on KTNC, both on 1230 AM and on 107.1 FM. John, do we have some scoring updates?
Do a little bit. Back at Jake Brown Stadium with 3:06 to go in the third quarter. Ford Central Cattigo over State Hart, 36-28. 36-28, 3:06 to go in the third quarter. And at Auburn tonight, let's see if I can find that here. It is 16-10 Auburn with 6:50 to go in the fourth quarter. They're playing top 10 Ashland Greenwood. And anybody from southeast Nebraska, you beat Ashland Greenwood, that would be wonderful because we're tired of getting beat by them Blue Jays, right?
It doesn't happen often.
No.
That's for sure. We've got time for another 1 minute timeout. We'll take a 60-second break and then be back with third quarter action. You're listening to Fall City Tigers football on KTNC.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years' experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country parts and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula, John Nixon, back with you here at Springfield. And for those of you tuning in wondering, what are those guys doing? It's 9 o'clock, only halftime?
Yeah.
We got a late start here tonight because we had lightning in the area. This game was originally scheduled for a 7 o'clock kickoff, but because of the lightning delays, we kicked off 45 minutes late at 7:45. And for that reason, here we are near the top of the hour at 9 o'clock. And it's just halftime at Flatview.
I think maybe we saw maybe one flash of lightning here.
That's all it takes.
But most of them were way, eight or nine miles away. But that's the precaution you need to take.
Flatview High School, John, a beautiful facility. We're located just east of Springfield, about 3 miles, right there on the called Flatview Road is the highway. And 3 miles east of Springfield from the north edge of town. Been out here several times for basketball in the past, a couple of times for football in the distance past. I was talking to some of the guys. John, I worked the very first game ever played on this field. Auburn opened the season here many years ago.
This is where you had to threaten to pull the phone line out when you picked up. That's
what I
thought.
We had to bury about a quarter mile of phone line, and they wanted me to pay for it, so I was going to take it home.
Exactly.
Here we go. Moving to third quarter. Here's Sean Nixon.
Tigers get the ball to start the third quarter. Here's the kick. It is going to go hitting at the four, and it's going to skid on that turf right on through the end zone. Tigers take over first and 10 on their own 20-yard line to start the second half.
Yeah, John, quickly, the boys at Northwestern Bell 40 years ago wanted us to pay to bury a quarter mile of phone line that they'd be using for the coming years for all the broadcasts. I said, okay, it's mine, right? Yes. Well, then unhook it. I'm going to hook it onto my pickup and take it home with me. I decided to buy it back.
Good deal. Good deal. Yeah, that's, well, in the old days, there wasn't a lot of cheap phone lines. Those are up there. All right, the Tigers come over, lined up in the eye. First down and 10, down 21-0. They're going to hand it off. Carson Simon, tailback right up the middle he goes, and he'll be out to about the 23-yard line.
There to make the tackle on him and get the stop. Leading the tackle was Nick Horst, the first man to hit him. Chris also went on the stop.
Tigers in the first half held to 22 yards on the ground. So second and 7 now. Fall City going left to right. Here in quarter number 3. They'll split two men to the right side. Quarterback Jackson Strauss. Got a different fullback in there. They hand it to Simon. Tries the right side, and there is nowhere to go. And the fullback was Dalton Helmick for the Tigers, 230-pound senior.
Again, just no room at all. Gage Schramm, the first man to get to him, assisting on the tackle was Charles Crisp.
This Pineview team's awfully good. What I think I'm seeing right now.
Yeah. Big and fast.
Mm-hmm. So the Tigers again, third down. I'll call it 6. Back Strauss looking, standing, waiting, lobs to the right side, and it is intercepted. If he came down inbounds, did he?
No, he was out of bounds when he caught the football.
Okay.
Making the interception there and coming down to the football was Rudy, Mitchell Rudy, but he was out of bounds when he caught the ball and came down with a big break there for the Tigers.
I thought he came down with 1 foot in and then stepped out of bounds. Maybe that's what happened. Right on the line, now it's fourth down for Fall City.
One of the people back deep here is going to be Weibelhaus on the far side.
Steinhaus back there also. Elliott on this side. Here's the punt. Short, Steinhoff comes up, and Olay gets away from it. Ball rolls inside the 40 and dead at about the 39-yard line.
Well, reasonably good field position again here for the Flatview Trojans. They've had that all night long. It seems like they give them the short field and they come up with points. You know, the fact that the Tigers are down 21-0, that doesn't sound like anything to celebrate, but honestly, it could have been much, much worse.
Could have easily been 31-0.
Yeah, very easily. So the football spotted down at the 39-yard line. That's where the Trojans will have it. It's on the near hash mark here, John. They go from our right to left from south to north.
All right, they'll come over with their quarterback, Jared Keel, in the gun. On his right is Cale Wickman, the fullback. He had a big first half. Take it, throw it over the middle, and it is incomplete. Intended over the middle that time for Ezra Stewart. A little mustard on that ball, Randy. A little too hot to handle.
Yeah, coming in awful low, too. Low and hot. Stewart not able to handle it. Ball's incomplete. Stops the clock with 10:33 to play in the third quarter, 21-0. The Trojans of Flatview High School leading your Fall City Tigers.
This time, Stewart will split wide to the right. Two receivers on the near left side again in that gun. Calling the snap count, Jared Keel. Turns, gives off to Wickman, the tailback. He'll stretch his way across the 40 to about the 41-yard line.
Ah, good job defensively there for the Tigers. Kevin Fields got the tackle. Fields wrapped him up. Assistant coach Terry Clark in the booth next to us was very pleased with that defensive effort.
Yes.
We can tell because the wall is vibrating over here.
In the first half, 199 yards rushing for Flatview. That puts him over 200 for the game. There we go. Trips to the right, single receiver left. And a quick throw out on the right side, and it's caught by Stewart. Stewart has the first down just enough. He needed 7 and needed 8, and I think that's what he got, maybe 9.
John, a punishing tackle by Kellen McAfee made solid contact and rolled the ball carrier to the ground. I get the feeling Kellen McAfee's not happy.
No, probably not.
That was a powerful tackle, McAfee.
He might have had that interception back in the first half. Here I asked Coach Clark, he said, I don't know, I couldn't see it from out there. I said, I didn't understand. 60
pounds, McAfee played a lot bigger on that one.
He starts on the offensive line. From their midfield stripe, Wickman starts right, darts back to the left, dragging a defender with him. Inside the Tiger 45 and down to the 43, gain of 7, almost 8 more.
Fields on the tackle. Fields makes the stop for the Tigers. Clock now at 9:11 to play third quarter. 21-0, Georgia on top.
Call it a 7-yard pickup. Now, Ashton Greenwood has taken the lead over Auburn, 17-16, with 2:41 to go in the fourth quarter down at Bulldog Stadium. All right, here we go. Trips left. Here's the snap on second and 3. Throw to the right side, and it is complete. Good for a first down to Wheelhouse.
Wow, good job there. Hold on to the ball. He was hit just as the football arrived. Oberding was there to make the stop, but he held on to the ball.
There's not much else Oberding could have done. I mean, you couldn't cover him much better than that. Got him in front of you, got him corralled, and he sneaked the ball in with a low fastball. Now, wait a minute. Oh, he called it incomplete. I'm sorry. Third and 3.
He indicated reception, John.
Oh, I thought
the ref signal.
Went straight ahead. Short of the first down, I think, by about a half a yard. Holy
Thomas
cow.
Thomas Fields had to wrap him up defensively, John. In your defense, the referee clearly indicated.
That's what I saw.
I saw the signal, too.
So now it's fourth down at less than a yard.
John's not just making stuff up, folks. I saw.
Well, I do that sometimes, but not that time.
Fourth down in a yard now with the ball at the 41-yard line. 8:15 to play, second quarter.
I think they're going to go here. Might as well.
Oh, sure.
Probably not going to gain much.
Has been winning the battle. This 1 yard, they don't look that as much of a problem.
Five down linemen for the Tigers on the defensive side. Middle linebacker. And a lot of movement, and the Tigers, at least three of them took a step. So, let's see.
I think they used a little quick count there, a little.
They got them.
Yeah.
Tigers, Randy, that's their first penalty of the ball game.
Yeah. He used a little quick cadence there.
Yeah.
Inflection in his voice and convinced the defense that they were coming. Gets the 5-yard penalty, first and 10, ball now at the 36-yard line.
All right, come over the football, split two receivers right, one to the left. Jared Keel having a good night at quarterback. Junior takes a snap, option, gives it off. Wickman up the middle he goes, starts right, bounces back into the middle, inside the 25, down to the 24-yard line.
Carson Simon hit on the stop. Simon hit him high, a lineman hit him low, and they double-teamed him on the tackle there at about the 23, it looks like, between the 23 and 24.
14-yard pickup and a first down. So spot the ball, first and 10, call it the 24-yard line.
Clock down to 7:15 to play here in the third quarter. 21-0, Trojans on top.
They stay in their pistol or shotgun, whatever you want to call it. Motion man from left to right, and a flag goes. The receiver took off a little bit early on that far right side that time. That'll go against flat view.
That's going to cost them 5 yards. Bring them all back. It'll be first down and 15 yards to go. High school football next week right here on KTNC. We'll have the Fall City Tigers traveling to Raymond Central. John will have the call for that one. Troy Nelson will join me out in Nebraska Mooper to take over an Irish man on the road. That game will be played in Waco, Nebraska, just east of York on the north side of Interstate 80 at Waco. That's what's coming up next Friday night for high school football.
First down, 15. The ball back at the 29-yard line now for the Platteview Trojans. Take the ball, snap the quarterback, and he tosses it out to the left side. Short. It's short hops. His intended receiver, Elliot Steinhoff, out there. It'll bring up second and 15.
Steinhoff just couldn't gather that one in. So it'll bring up second down now. The ball spotted back out to the 30-yard line. Second down, 15 yards to go. Incompleted pass stops the clock with 6:40 to play here in the third quarter.
Split man out on the right side this time. That's Ben Alexander. Trips left, and Stewart goes in motion right. Quarterback keeper up the left side. Into the middle he goes, down close to the 20-yard line. And he will have about a 10-yard gain on the play, maybe 9.
Kellen McAfee again making the hit. McAfee weighs 160 pounds, but when he hits the ball, he looks a whole lot bigger.
I doubt that anybody playing tonight weighs what they did when the game started.
That's for sure.
Man,
McAfee with a really good, solid tackle there.
So it's now 3rd down and about 6, 6.5. Trips right, receiver left. They get in this corner. You're on down here, Randy. Snap it back. Quarterback rolling left and looking. He throws for that corner.
The zone and the pass is in out of the hands of the intended receiver. Pass was down there for Michael Weibelhaus. Weibelhaus was behind the coverage. The ball went literally through his fingertips and fell incomplete.
I believe you. I couldn't see it, but I believe you.
John and I are in a booth there that's only about 5 feet wide with a 4-foot window, and when they get inside the 20 to our left, John has no view of the field, so that's where I pick it up.
I can see the 20 on the other side.
Yeah, on the other side. That's true.
All right, let's try this again. 4th down. Are we going to try another field goal? No.
No.
No. Going to go for it on 4th down at about 6.5. Field calls a snap. Wickman takes it up the middle. He broke a tackle. He's free in the defensive backfield. First down and more inside the 10 and around somewhere near the 5-yard line.
Wickman is just kind of a shifty type runner. He has a real good lateral move left and right up the field. He seems to be able to find the hole. He got the ball all the way down. I think they've spotted with 6 yards.
15-yard pickup.
Yep, first and goal at the 6. The ball in between the hash marks right in front of the uprights out here.
First and goal. Quarterback Keel. Wickman on his left hip. Step behind him. Call the snap.
Gives to Wickman.
Wickman tries the line. Nothing there. He tried to back out, and he got pushed back for his effort. They're going to spot him. Oh, gosh, back to the 9-yard line. Is that right?
Jake Nolte said, we'll have none of that. Nolte stood him up straight and made the tackle. A solo stop for Nolte.
Lost the 3 back to the 9-yard line.
Clock at the 5-minute mark here now in the 3rd quarter. Still 21-0. Trojans on top, but Batview down here is threatening.
Had a loser up here at halftime, and he said, boy, that number 66, pretty good ball player for all city. I know Jade Nolte was talking about it. I said, yeah, he's pretty good size, pretty good player. All right, snap the ball back, and the quarterback throws and passed it. Outstretched arm of a defender. And did they catch it over there?
Yeah, they made a reception. Getting the catch over there was Stewart.
Move the ball to the 6. He got back the 3 they lost on the previous play.
That went right past the outstretched arm of the Tiger defender, almost batted that thing down. 3rd down and goal. The ball just outside the 6 on the right side hash mark, John.
All right, here we go.
Weibelhaus switch to the right.
Ball's on the right hash mark. A bunch trip set to the left. And Keel takes a snap. He's back. He looks. Floating to the left. Throwing. And it is too tall off the fingertips of his receiver. He couldn't pull it back.
Just a little bit long. So it'll bring up 4th down. Probably going to see a field goal attempt here. At least it appears that's what's going to happen. We'll see who trots out there. I think the last time they were going to go for a field goal, they were going to have... Well, Swanson, maybe not.
And I think they're going to go.
Down.
I think they're going to go this time.
Yep.
So Jared Keel, fullback on his left side. 3 receivers in the pattern left. He'll roll that way. Looks, throws, and Randy?
Incomplete. Overthrew his receiver, again, right on the fingertips, down in the far corner on the left side. But not quite haul it in. He's got a player. Now, I thought he was shaking up there for a minute, but now his teammates are helping him up. He's limping just a little bit.
They've thrown more incompletions on this drive than they did the entire first half.
So the Tiger defense is held. Over 1st and 10, they'll have the football. The line of scrimmage will be at the 7-yard line. As Bruce Martin. Clock shows 3:45 to play here in the 3rd quarter. 1st and 10 Tigers from their own 7.
Jackson Strauss will start on the left hash mark. Gives the ball back. Simon running left, cuts back into the middle. he'll fight his way out close to the 10-yard line.
Got about three, maybe four, John. I think he's across the 10. Wett came up and got the hit on it. Now,
second and seven.
Yeah, they'll give him three.
Tigers with just 26 yards on the ground and nothing through the air here so far in this ball game. It's been a stout defensive performance by the Trojans. Fields, the fullback. Simon behind him. Strauss under center. Back to pass. He looks. He's got a man on a slant, and he's caught in the end zone. And
he didn't get away with that because he had a receiver in the area. There wasn't grounding the defensive back. There was a receiver over there.
Yeah.
You know, you want to point out here that Jackson Strauss was scrambling for his life. He was a yard deep in the end zone in the arms of a would-be tackler when he managed to get rid of that ball.
In the pros, that was grounding.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
But. All right. Clock stop. Third down. Six or seven to go here. Almost looks like a new down marker, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And now back is Strauss. He throws. He's got a man, but it's tipped the pattern. It's intercepted at the 31-yard line. Coming back up the field is the Trojan defensive back. Hit and push back. He'll be down just inside the Tiger 20. I believe it was Brock Hudson on the interception.
Hudson on the intercept. So, here we go again. The Tiger offense just not able to get on track. What did you say their totals were here?
Oh, it's rushing,
no passing.
26, no passing with one interception.
My goodness. And now, to give the ball back to the Trojans, they're going to start this drive first and 10 from the 17-yard line of the Tigers.
Trojans over the football. Field in the gun. Running back on his right hip this time. Motion man is Stewart. Fake it to him, give it to the fullback, Wickman. Wickman running left. The Tigers are doing a better job here. They're getting them stopped. They've not got the end zone. They've had opportunities here. This will be a gain of maybe a half a yard.
Justin Brewer got in that time. Brewer, 225-pound senior, made the solo stop. Good job there by Brewer right at the line of scrimmage.
Well, the Tiger defense, their backs to the wall again. See if they can get another stop here.
You know when the last time a cold bottle of water tasted that good.
I want to find out here in about 3 minutes.
It's a warm one out here.
Yeah. All right, in the gun again, and motion man across. They'll give it to Wickman, the fullback. Starts right back into the middle. He goes, oh, don't jump in the air. He did that. And he got back on the ground, kept his feet, started fighting forward. He'll be inside the 10 to about the 5. He got the first down.
Boy, that Wickman, he is a shifty runner. When he gets into traffic, he somehow gives you a left, gives you a right, and somehow finds room. Getting the stop on it was Schramm to make the stop. Cam Schramm on the tackle for the Tigers.
First and goal at the 4. The Irish with 10:20 to go in the fourth quarter, down to 44-34 to Lord Central Catholic at Jake Brown Stadium tonight in Fall City. All right, motion man across, low snap, picked up by Wickman, the tailback, and he's able to fight his way to around the 9 or 10-yard line. It'll be a loss of 5 on the way back to the 9. That wasn't his fault.
Well, Wickman got a dose of how those Tiger running backs must feel. He had no less than 4 white jerseys back there all around him as he tried to pick that football up. So the ball is going to be out just inside the 10-yard line now, John. Second down, call it a long 9 to go.
Here we come back on second and goals, range it at the 9. Keel calling the snap, looking over the defense. Quick toss out on the right side. That's Wickman with the catch, and that's Wickman dancing away. 82, okay. Into the end zone, touchdown. That's Wilson, okay.
Brock Hudson makes the reception. And that was what? How many yards?
Nine.
Yes.
So another touchdown. Makes it 27 to nothing, unless I've missed a score here. All right.
Score coming with just 46 seconds left to play here in the third quarter.
3 plays, 17-yard drive, and now the try for the extra point. Kick is up, and kick is good. 28-0, Tigers with the lead. back to Pat View after this 30-second break on KTNC.
Generations of family working together on the same piece of land. It's a tradition around here. On a farm or ranch, everyone has their chores to do. The whole family contributes. It's a hard life, but it's a good life, too. Agriculture is America's largest family business. We're proud to be a part of it. Together we grow. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank. Fall City and Stella.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
The Scoring Drive Recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Stop by and see Jake or Tosh Arm Connect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City. That Trojan Scoring Drive took just three plays to go 17 yards, capped by a 9-yard touchdown pass from Keel to Brock Hudson. Bills kick the conversion 28-0. 46 seconds to play here in the third quarter.
Ready for the kickoff. It will be Strauss and Simon back deep, I believe, for the Tigers. There's the kick, and it's going to be fielded over on the 15-yard line. I believe that's Strauss coming up through the middle. They'll be out across the 30 to the 34-5-yard line. Probably the best starting position of the Tigers in this ballgame.
Yeah, I was about to say that. This is the best place they've had to start in a long, long time. Getting the tackle was Jacob Rebine. Rebine there to make, Rebine rather, to make the stop. So, that was not the 35 now, John, with just 39 seconds to play here. Move it out to the 35.
That wasn't Strauss, right? I'm not sure who that return man was. It wasn't Simon. Might have been Wyatt Kreifels or Pete Wilcox. Maybe Wilcox. Turn, hand the ball off to Simon, and he is upended and gets dumped on his shoulder pads at about the 37.5.
Why, that defensive line is just so tough. They're helping to lead the stop. Cody Metzger. Metzger, 230 pounds, senior, led that stop.
Call it a gain of 3, and it's 2nd and 7
to go here. They may run one more play, John, down to 10.
Strauss talking to his running backs. I'm not sure we're going to get it off here. He does. Turn, give the ball to Simon, and he runs right into a defender as soon as he gets the ball. I'm not sure he got anything. Welcome back to 3rd and long for the Tigers after 3 quarters, 28-0 Platte with the lead. Back with your Peru State College Game of the Week after this one-minute break on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Community Medical Center in Falls City is proud to announce the addition of Ortho Midwest with Dr. Adam Streit, providing orthopedic and sports medicine services. Dr. Streit will be doing surgeries on Mondays and holding clinic hours each Tuesday. Community Medical Center continues to be recognized as one of the top 20 critical access hospitals in the nation for quality of care. And now proud to offer Ortho Midwest and sports medicine services with Dr. Streit, always making a difference at Community Medical Center in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property. They can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Tigers football, 1st and 10 at the 49-yard line after Wyatt Liberty made the reception out to the 49. Now they have the ball off the right side, across midfield, to hit it into Simon. Trojan territory at the 46-yard line. 2nd down, 6 yards to go at the 46. Tigers with the football. Jackson Strauss is the quarterback. Strauss heads under center, pitches the ball back to Simon. Simon's got running room on his feet, fighting down close to the 40-yard line. Close to first down yardage. I believe he's going to have a first down here, John.
Going to be very close getting the stop that time. For the Trojans is Jacob Rebine.
Simon, first and 10. The ball just outside the 40, inside the right side hash mark. Opening minute of play here in the fourth quarter. Tigers trailing 28 to nothing. Ball City over the football. Jackson Strauss, hands under center. Back set of the I formation. Fumble on the snap from center. Ball is loose on the away. I believe Simon falls on it. Carson Simon makes a fumble recovery, but there's going to be a loss of about 4 yards back out to the 44-yard line.
It's unfortunate. The Tigers were moving the ball a little bit there.
They're working quickly here now, John. At the 44, back set in the I formation. Strauss takes a snap, hands to his fullback straight ahead. That's Thomas Fields. Fields forces forward for a couple. Looks like he's down to about the 42. We'll give him a gain of two. It'll bring up a third down and still about 11 or 12 yards to go.
I think Kluger got the stop, got him, hit him at the ankle that time.
So now the football is at the 42-yard line, third down and 12, third and long for the Tigers. Clock running, 10:18 to go, 28 to nothing. Ball City trails. Jackson Strauss, hands under center, backs to the I formation, Simon in the top of the I. Back to pass to Strauss. He has time. Gets rid of the football downfield. Has a receiver inside the 20, and the pass just overthrown. Who was he intended to receive?
Overdeen.
Could not get it. The pass overthrown, and you know what, John? Overdeen was open.
Wide open.
Yeah, he was wide open. That ball's on the money. Overdeen has a very good chance of taking it in for six. So now it brings up fourth down and 12 to go. The ball at the 42-yard line. Keep in mind the Tigers are down 28 to nothing here with 10 minutes to go in the ballgame. Looks like they're going to go for it on fourth and 12. Two wide receivers to the right for Jackson Strauss. He'll set in the shotgun formation. Strauss calling his count, has the snap, sets. Here comes the pressure. Throws it all over the middle. Pass complete at the 25. On his feet, the 20, the 15, down to the 10, inside the 10, to the 7-yard line. Who got it?
Farmer. Race Farmer.
Race Farmer on the receiving end of that one. The ball is going to be spotted down at the 10-yard line. That's the first pass completion, I believe, of the night. John for the Tigers.
Second.
Second one. All right. At the 10-yard line, first and goal. Now for the Tigers. High formation. Strauss takes the snap, gives it to his fullback. Straight forward, fighting his way, powering down inside the 5-yard line. Carrying the football was Fields.
Down at the 1, they say.
We got a player down here, though, John. One of the Tigers is down with a cramp here. Got a Charlie horse in the calf, trying to hold it up, waiting for somebody to help your teammate there, guys. And we're going to have a timeout for a water break here right now, I think. As Ball City has a player down. We'll take a 30-second break. 9:28 to play in the ballgame. 28 to nothing. Tigers trail. Ball City down here threatening. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the triple play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Platteview High School. 9:28 to play, fourth quarter. Tigers down 28 to nothing. Ball City threatening with second down and goal. The football spotted at the 1-yard line. Jackson Strauss, the quarterback, has his back set in the I formation. Carson Simon at the top of the I. Strauss on the quarterback keeper. Powers it forward. He's in for the touchdown. Jackson Strauss carries it in from 1 yard out, and the Tigers are on the board. 28-6 our score. That'll be a 1-yard touchdown run for Jackson Strauss for the Tigers. The score coming with 9:19 to play here in the fourth quarter. Now we'll have the lineup for the try for the conversion. They're going to line up for two, John?
Oh, I'm sure they will, yeah.
Looks like they will. Strauss has him in the eye, takes a snap. pitches back to Simon. The pitch was behind him, and Simon will be dropped short. Conversion attempt fails. So with 9:19 to play here in the fourth quarter, our score goes 28-6. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
This point drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha in Auburn or see Weston Witt in Fall City. Found the scoring drive for Fall City, took 10 plays, covered 65 yards, capped by a 1-yard touchdown carry by Jackson Strauss on a quarterback keeper. The 2-point conversion attempt failed, and with 9:19 to play in the ballgame, the Tigers on the board. Our score now, Flatview 28 and Fall City 6. This scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City.
Final score down at Auburn. Ashton Greenwood comes from behind, defeats the Bulldogs 17-16. Auburn had the ball down to the 2-yard line with just about 39 seconds to go and could not score to get that victory tonight.
We got, is that Keel back there? Okay, an onside kick. It's going to be covered up quickly.
Good
at
coverage.
47-yard line. Good job. They were in
Swanson.
Swanson got on it. So the Trojans will start 1st and 10 from their own 47-yard line. 9:19 to go. 28-6 our score here at Flatview.
For football tomorrow here on KTNC. Pre-game show tomorrow morning around 8 o'clock. Kickoff around 12:20 is what they're expecting tomorrow.
All right. Here come the Trojans over the football. Jared Keel is the quarterback. This time he'll set in the shotgun formation in the backfield. Is Wickman set on his right hip. Keel calling his starting count, has a snap, gives to Wickman. Wickman right up the middle, powers his way forward across the 50-yard line into Tiger territory, I think, at the 49-yard line. This is where they are. Right on the 50, they say. Gain of a couple.
Field
down.
Boy, yeah, that pitch about 3 yards. Field of Steven that time on the tackle for Fall City.
Call it 2nd down and 7 yards to go. The ball on the near side hash mark. Football spotted at the 50-yard line. Jared Keel is the quarterback. Keel has set behind him. Wickman calling his starting count. 2 wideouts to either side of the field. Keel has the snap. Turns, gives off to Wickman, is running back. He's hit and dropped. He'll lose a yard on the play back to the 49-yard line. Good defensive effort that time there by the Tigers.
Sean Craig gets in there, and running back never had a chance. John got him drugged down right where he got the ball.
Wickman's a 170-pound running back, but they wrapped him up pretty solid there for the loss of the play.
Actually lost the yard.
Yep, 3rd down now, and about, a long 8 yards to go. Clock is down to 8 minutes, 12 seconds to play here in this fourth quarter. Here come the Trojans over the football. Again, Keel, the quarterback. Running back sets on his hip to his right, calling his starting count. Keel takes a snap, gives straight running back right through the hole up the middle, all the way down to the 40-yard line for 40-down yardage. John, he was untouched for the first 8 yards.
Trying to see who that running back is. That's a different running back. And
well, he came in for the
11
now.
That looks like a cramp.
Like right
41.
41 it is.
Jacob Rabine.
Okay. Rabine, I think.
Rabine,
yeah,
okay.
Rabine was the ball carrier. Timeout on the field for the player with the cramp. They're going to take a water break. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to Fall City Tigers football on KTNC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Flatview High School. 7:51 to play here in the fourth quarter. 28-6 our score. The Tigers trailing. Got a late start tonight because of a lightning scare. We didn't kick off till 7:45, and that's why we're still playing football at 20-10.
It is why Platte Valley defeats Mount City tonight, 32-22 in the season opener for the Panthers.
All right, spot the football at the 40-yard line. Trojans have it, first and 10. Keel, the quarterback, has the snap. Hands the ball off to the Terra. Little inside handoff coming from right to left. Yardage inside the 40. The Terra has it down to about the 38-yard line. A gain of 2 on the carry. And it'll bring up second down and 8 now for the Trojans.
Couple more scores, Randy. I'm sorry. King City beat North Andrew, 54-26. That's the third quarter for Worth County. Final over South Holt, 50-22 tonight.
Second down and 8 now. The ball at the 38-yard line of the Tigers. Jared Keel starting to see some new numbers in here offensively now, John. Keel is the quarterback in the gun, takes the snap, rolls to his left, looks downfield for receiver, throws the ball down inside the 40, and the pass.
They're
going to give him a catch, I think, John.
I thought that bounced in there.
It sure looked like it bounced off the turf, didn't it?
I thought it did. Making the catch.
Swanson. At the 29-yard line, they're going to call it a completion, first and 10. That one on a replay might be proved to be different.
Yeah.
All right.
Good challenge.
6:42 to play here. Clock running. The ball now at the 29-yard line. First and 10 for the Flatview Trojans. Quarterback Jared Keel puts receivers wide to the right, has a single setback behind him. That's Wickman. Has a snap, gives to Wickman. Wickman runs into the middle and whistles sound, flags fly. They don't allow the play to continue. Procedure penalty is going to go against the Trojans. That'll back them up 5 yards, and it'll put the football back out near the 35-yard line, where it'll be first down and 15 yards to go now. For the Flatview Trojans. My name is Randy Matula, alongside John Nixon, high school football. Aaron Wisdom, our producer engineer tonight, back at the KTNC studios. Penalty yardage now moves the ball out. They'll put it at the 34-yard line. That's where they mark it. First down and 15 yards to go. Quarterback Jared Keel breaks the huddle, puts two wide receivers to either side of the field, has a single setback. Rickman set off to his right in the backfield. Keel takes the snap, gives to Wickman. He'll run off left tackle. He's fighting his way down inside the 30 and dropped near the 29-yard line. Looking to get about 5, maybe 6 yards on the carry.
Thomas Fields on the stop again for the Tigers there.
They'll put it back to about the original line of scrimmage, give him 5 on the carry. It'll bring up second down and 10 yards to go. The line of scrimmage at the 29-yard line. The football spotted on the far side hash mark in from the left side. As Flatview goes from our left to right, from north to south. 5:45 to play in the ballgame. 28-6 your score. Over the football come the Trojans. Jared Keel, the quarterback, in the gun, has the snap. Keeps it himself. Runs off the left side. He's on his feet. Broken tackle. Still on his feet at the 20, at the 15, the 10, the 5. He'll take it for the touchdown.
Quarterback not afraid to put the stiff arm out there and send off the tackler. That was a very, very nice run.
29-yard touchdown run. And Jared Keel tonight has ran for 2 touchdowns and passed for 3. That young man's having a pretty good evening here, John.
Yes.
Score comes with 5:25 to play here in the fourth quarter. Now we'll have to try for the conversion. Reha in to kick it this time instead of Bills. Holding will be Keel. Reha to kick. The ball is down. The kick is up. The kick is missed. Reha puts it through, makes our score 35-6. Trojans on top, 5:25 to play in the ballgame. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Time now for a scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Joshua Architect in Auburn or Western Witt in Falls City. That scoring drive for the Trojans took 7 plays to cover 53 yards, capped by a 29-yard quarterback keeper by Trevor Jared Keel, the quarterback. And the play capped a 7-play, 53-yard drive, score coming with 5:25 to play in the fourth quarter. 35-6 our score now. Trojans on top. Trojans have the ball teed up at the 40-yard line. Who we got back deep, John?
Well, let's see. Get an eye on it. We got Strauss on this side.
There's a kick. Another. This is a short one. Fielded at the 30. The short man brings it upfield across the 35, out to the 40. That was a big surprise. Whoever caught that one. We'll try and get him ID'd here.
Returned by number three, Race Farmer.
Caught that ball at about the 30 and got a return on it. So, Ball City has the ball. They'll work first and 10, starting this time from their own 41-yard line. Clock is down to 5:19 left to play in the football game here at Flatbush. 35-6 our score. Tigers come over the football. The quarterback is Jackson Strauss. He has a single setback in the backfield on his left. Strauss is back to pass, looks out to the left, has a receiver, complete. Oh, I called it too soon, John.
Oh,
my goodness. The receiver at the 40-yard line, nobody around him. The ball in his hands.
That's the toughest ball in the world to catch.
Yes, it is, when there's nobody on you. I had to call that a completion.
Oh, yeah.
The ball falls incomplete at the 40. Tough break there for that Tiger receiver. Second down and 10 at the 41-yard line. Again, Jackson Strauss, the quarterback. This time, hands under center. I formation behind him. Strauss keeps the football. Spin move. Tried to keep it himself. Dropped at the 40. Lost about a yard of the play. It'll bring up third down and 11. No place for Jackson Strauss to go there, John.
Anthony Scala got in there from a nose guard spot, and he blew that play up.
So mark the ball down at the 40-yard line. Third down and 11 for Jackson Strauss and the Tigers. They come over the football. A single setback back there with Strauss this time. Two wide receivers left, two wide receivers right. Strauss is back to pass. He sets in the pocket. Going to throw deep over the middle. Receiver.
Simon.
They make the catches. That's Simon. Carson Simon at the 30-yard line down to the 29. John, the defender, was there. Carson Simon just went up and got the football and made a nice grab. They'll mark it at the 28. It'll be first and 10 for the Tigers.
32-yard pass play.
4.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. First and 10, Tigers at the 28-yard line, inside the 29. Strauss hands under center this time. Quarterback sneak, runs it right up the middle, and then gets knocked down after... Now, where'd they mark him? He got inside the 25, about the 24-yard line.
Pick up his about 6.
5 to 6 yards on it, yep. Mark at the 24. I think they're going to call a second down and 5 here, Shell John. Get the ball inside the 25 at the 24. Clock inside of 4 minutes, 3:54 to go.
Final score, Jake Brown, Lord Central Catholic, 59, Sacred Heart, 40.
Irish coming up short tonight. Jackson Strauss has the snap. Uh-oh, pressure coming. Rolling right. Downfield, receivers there, and the ball falls incomplete inside the 5-yard line. Down there in that dark corner, Wilcox.
Wilcox with a good effort. He had to turn all the way around and try to come back and get that.
This is a beautiful facility, John. It really is. But you do notice there are some real bright spots and some real dark spots out on the field. That corner being one of them down there. I noticed the south end zone much brighter in the illumination.
Mm-hmm. Plus, we're closer to it.
Yeah, can we play down here, guys?
Yeah, come on down.
All right, third down, 5 yards to go. Ball at the 24. Strauss calls his count, has him set in the eye, pitches back to the eye back. That's Simon. Simon breaks a tackle for 20, on his feet inside the 15, down near the 13-yard line. He'll have enough for first down yardage.
Nice job on the play. They're running the ball again by Carson Simon.
Simon gets the football to about the 13 is where they're going to mark it. First and 10 now for the Tigers. Simon's in the backfield.
I think for my fullback now we've got in there is Dalton Helmick. Helmick is the fullback. And the handoff goes to Helmick. He tries to power it forward. Dalton Helmick in at fullback, lining up in front of Carson Simon in that staff-side formation.
Here's the interior of the line there. Got defense. It got to stop. They piled that up pretty good.
At the 12-yard line is where they'll mark it. First and 10. Packers would like to get another score up here, make this score look a little more respectable. We're down to 3 minutes to play in the ballgame. 35-6 is your score. Jackson Strauss puts two wide receivers to the right side. The tight end sets in tight to the left. Backs in the I formation. Rolling to his left to Strauss. Looking too near the end zone. Ball is going to be batted down. Good defensive effort there, John. There were three defenders in the area of that intended receiver.
Yeah, they did a nice job getting in there and getting that hand in there right at the goal line.
So now they'll bring the football back and spot it at the 12-yard line. It'll be third down and about 9 yards to go at the 12 with 2:45 to play in the ballgame. The clock has stopped with the incompleted pass. Tigers down here want to put another score up if they can. At the 12-yard line, Jackson Strauss puts two wide receivers wide to the right. Helmick is the fullback. Carson Simon dots the top of the eye. Back to pass, Strauss. He's got time. Throwing down into the corner of the end. Receivers there. The pass falls incomplete. We've got a flag thrown. I think we're going to have pass interference in the end zone. Back there on the coverage, defensively for Flatview was... Oh, boy, how do you say that one? Nodrickall?
Okay.
Brian Nodrickall.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah. Made contact with the intended receiver down in the end zone, and the flag was shown in the end zone for pass interference. So, that's going to move the football.
At a half the distance?
Yep. Should end up just outside the five. Now, look at the down marker across the way and look where the ball is. Okay. We'll call it five, I guess. Jackson Strauss. They take the snap, running to the left. Is that Helmick
Simon?
The ball or Simon? Simon
touchdown.
Gets in there for the touchdown. We'll call it a 5-yarder, John.
Okay.
5-yard, a touchdown run. Carson Simon on the carry for the TD. So the Tigers on the board once again. This score coming with 2 minutes and 32 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Makes our score now 35-12 as the Tigers hurry to line up here for a two-point conversion. Going to have to hurry, John. That ball's been spotted for quite a while. Put two wide receivers wide right. Strauss hands under center, takes the snap, rolls right, sets up, now throws back left, has a receiver in the end zone for the two-point conversion complete.
Schramm
makes the reception for the two-point conversion, and the score goes 35-14. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
This Tiger scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop and see Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston in Falls City. Well, that Tiger scoring drive took just 9 plays to go 59 yards. Carson Simon caught it with a 5-yard touchdown carry. Cam Schramm caught the 2-point conversion, and it makes it 35-14, 2:32 to play in the ballgame. Tigers have the ball teed up at the 40-yard line, set to kick it away. A single man back there to return it, John. Any idea? He's going to pick the ball up at the 7. Comes up to the 10, the 15, the 20. Across the 25, on his feet, the 30, and taken out of bounds across the 30 at about the 32-yard line.
Desmond Stratman.
Stratman on the return. Okay, so now first and 10. For the Trojans, they have 2:26 left with which to work here. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, University of Nebraska football here on KTNC. Pre-game show beginning at 8 o'clock. Kickoff against Illinois at 12 noon tomorrow here on KTNC. That's a good football at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening in the Oak Bowl of Peru. I'm going to go over and
take in two games tomorrow, John, one on TV, and then hit the crew and watch the Bobcats. Football at the 33-yard line. Trojans football, first and 10. They set in a shotgun. Taking a lot of time. They've got a new quarterback in here. They pitch the ball out to the running back to the left across the 30, the 35, out to the 40, still on his feet. The quarterback in there now for Landu, Owen Stelic. Stelic, a 5'8 sophomore, 130-pounder. That anybody we know, John?
I know well his grandfather and his father.
Yep. Stelic.
Father's Steve Stelic, and his grandpa's former Fall City High student, Dwayne Stelic.
Yep, Dwayne Stelic's grandson.
And, of course, mine.
Second down and one now at the 41-yard line. Taking the snap again, running up the middle. I believe that's Stelic the second time.
He's handed it off. I'm not sure who the running back is. That might be Stratman in there, a running back.
Okay, he got the ball out to the 43-yard line, enough for a first down, and it'll be a first and 10.
The running back is Reed Patera, 42.
They've got a bunch of new numbers in here for me. Patera is a 140-pound sophomore. First down and 10 at the 43-yard line, clock down to a minute 29 to go in the ballgame. Quarterback is Stelly, takes a snap. Runs it himself. He'll go to the left. Hits the ball across the 45, across the 50. Stelic running tough all the way down to the 47-yard line. Owen Stelic did not want to be tackled. Grandpa would be smiling if he
was good. He'd have got 11.
Ball is spotted at the 46-yard line, first and 10. The clock down to a minute 9 to go now. Owen Stelic, the quarterback, running the offense primarily. These are twos and threes out there, I'm sure, right now, John.
Yes.
First and 10 at the 46 of the Tigers. Stelic calls a starting count, pitches the ball back to his running back, running out to the right side. Got to be hit and wrapped up and dropped. That ball carrier,
Patera,
was Patera. Reed Patera, he's the sophomore. His yardage was put down to the 43-yard line, a gain of about 3 on the carry. Second down and 7 yards to go with 35 seconds to play.
Kemper Foster got the tackle for the Tigers.
Foster in there for the stop. Quickly to the line of scrimmage come the Trojans. Stelic waiting for the snap from center in the gun. Has the snap. Inside Stratman. Handoff. Gives it off. Stratman running the left side. The 40. The 35. The 30. The 25. The 20. The 15. Still fighting. Inside the 10. Finally dropped. Inside the 10-yard line. Tiger defense. And he get it down. 12 seconds to play. Trojans trending. They've got the ball inside the 10 at the 8-yard line. That's where they mark it. They're tying out on the field. All right. Oh, they're just going to let time run out. Clock is running. That's the ball game. Your final score, the Broadview Trojans 25 and the Fall City Tigers 14. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the postgame show right after this 2-minute break. You've been listening to Fall City Tigers football on KTNC.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
El Camino Electric in Fall City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Fall City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Fall City. Your electrical problem solver.
Harmon City Supply. We take good care of you. Family
the best friends in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your Country Modern Superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back to Flatview High School at the top of the hour. This is KTNC AM 1230, FM 107.1, Bell City, Nebraska. Time now for the postgame show brought to you by R. Brewster Motors, your GM dealer in Falls City. Well, first of all, we'll take a look at a scoring recap. And, John, a big night tonight for the Trojans quarterback, Jarrett Keel. He ran for two touchdowns and passed for three. He was involved in all the scoring plays tonight for the Trojans. Looking at the scoring recap, Trojans got on the board first with 10:19 to play in the first period. Jarrett Keel running in from a 20-yard carry for the touchdown. Then Keel passed to Dayton Swanson for a 10-yard touchdown pass on the first play of the second quarter with 11:54 to play. With just 1:49 to play in the first half, Keel found Elliott Steinhoff for another touchdown, this one from 21 yards out. And at halftime, it was 21-0, Trojans on top. Late in the third quarter, with just 46 seconds to play in the third period, Keel completed a pass to Brock Hudson from 9 yards out. That capped a three-play, 17-yard drive. Bills, with his fourth extra point kick of the night, made it 28-0. Tigers finally got on the board with 9:19 to play in the fourth quarter. A one-yard touchdown pass was complete. Our quarterback keeper, rather, carried it in was Strauss. Jackson Strauss on a keeper from 1 yard out. Capped a 10-play, 65-yard drive. Conversion failed. It was 28-6. With 5:25 to go in the fourth quarter, another running touchdown by the quarterback, Jarrett Keel. This one from 29 yards out. Capped a 7-play, 53-yard drive. Rehaw came in, kicked the extra, made it 35-6. Then to wrap up the scoring with 2:32 to play in the ballgame, a 5-yard touchdown carry by Carson Simon. Capped a 9-play, 59-yard drive. Cam Schramm caught the 2-point conversion pass, making our final score 35-14. The Flatview Trojans with the win tonight over the Fall City Tigers. This scoring drive recap presented by R. Brewster Motor Company in Fall City. Time now to take a look at the game stats. And with a look at those numbers, here's John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. Looking at the numbers tonight for Flatview, their quarterback, Jarrett Keel, 14-24 passing, 148 yards in the ball game. He went just 4-for-10 in the second half in the contest. Again, 14-24 for 148 in the game. He also ran for 41 yards in the first half tonight. Their tailback, Kale Wickman, 24 carries, 210 yards in the ballgame for Wickman tonight for the Trojans of Flatview High School. Those two were quite a dynamic pairing tonight on the offensive side for Flatview. And that's pretty much a look at the numbers. Tiger quarterback Jackson Strauss, 8-25, 79 yards, one interception. And Carson Simon, 15 carries, 70 yards, one touchdown in the ballgame tonight.
Well, John, more football tomorrow morning here on KTNC. It's beginning around 8 o'clock with our pregame show. Kickoff at 12 noon, the University of Nebraska Cornhuskers at Illinois. Greg Sharp, Matt Davison, I'll have the call for you. We hope you'll join us for that. Next Friday night, more high school football. John, you'll have the Tigers on the road once again, this time to Bremen Central. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff. Tom Martek will be joining John for that one. I'll be joining Corey Nelson for Sacred Heart Irish football. We're going to travel out to Waco, Nebraska, as the Irish take on Nebraska Lutheran. Both of those games set for 7 o'clock kickoffs. Pregame show somewhere around 6:30, both on KTNC and on Sunny 101.3. So that's what we've got coming up for you next Friday. We hope you'll join us as we'll have more. John, your thoughts on a very warm night here?
Well, the Tigers, frankly, didn't look very good in the first half. Remember, they did look better the second half. They were pretty much even. I mean, they got some scores late. They showed a little life in that running game. It looked like what Tiger coaches had hoped for and talked about. Maybe late in the game, their big offensive line, they did some damage. They got some scores. They picked up more yards. So they're just going to have to get off to a better start.
All right. Well, John, got another season underway. A warm one it was, but we've got it behind us. Kind of a late finish because of the late start, but we look forward to getting back on the air again next Friday night, and we'll have more high school football. So that's just about going to wrap it up. For tonight's coverage, for John Nixon and for Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight, the Blackview Trojans 35 and the Fall City Tigers 14. Good evening, everyone. You've been listening to High School Football on KTNC.